for each piece of art, there are those who appreciate that art. Portraits and sculptures have their collectors and admirers. Symphonies and operas have long had their audience. However, one of the most neglected forms of art is that of the epic dungeon, and the delvers that appreciate it from within. But not all forms of art survive to our modern times. This is where reenactors and role players come into the picture. The dungeon, Dragon's Delve, an epic lair filled to the brim with treasure, as well as the deadly monsters and mechanisms that guard it, painstakingly designed one day at a time by the legendary dungeoneer Monty Cook through DungeonAday.com. The reenactors, the Yorkton Gamer Guild, a crude group of companions tackling the maturest of subjects in the most immature ways. I personally don't think this will end well, but nevertheless, it may be entertaining. The Yorkton Gamer Guild, in association with RPGMP3.com, presents Dragon's Delve.
I did, but at the same time, I didn't. I haven't had them in a very
long time, didn't it?
They are
familiar. I didn't remember the packaging.
They're icy squares.
I don't like remember. There's all the business.
That's as good as candy gets.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I disagree.
Seriously.
You're good at that.
I'm shocked. Mike
Ferrero
is disagreeing.
Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher is pretty tasty.
Ferrero Rocher,
like half the price.
It's true.
Eat two of these to each Ferrero Rocher. Means a
whole
lot. Good
fat guy. I do kind of dig Ferrero Rocher.
Of course, if you look at the size of me, it's quite obvious that I will eat anything put in front of me. And that's for seconds. We have assuming I don't like it.
We haven't set up children yet. We could always try that out.
Hey, I've always said, I'll try human. If it's ever on the menu, I'll give it a shot.
Human apparently tastes like pork.
Really?
Yes.
What's it? See, that's bad. You should never let a fat man like me know that, because now I just look at you guys and go, bacon, bacon, side rib, bacon.
Well, that's always been something that's been circulated, and the scientists confirmed it.
Scientists?
They developed.
Okay, what's...
No, the scientist was like, we better test this out.
The way I heard it was
the
talk show
the size of me.
Surgically had a part of his buttocks removed.
No, I'm not talking about
fried it up on live TV and said it tastes like pork.
But that's not the first time.
And apparently there was a scientific study. Like, that's
not a scientific study. What happened was...
a scientist who's like, okay, we need to...
That's that one.
I need a new study where I get to eat a lot.
That wasn't the intention at all. What actually happened was the French... some French winery was paying for the development of something that basically has a palate. Like a robot with a palate. So that they can test wines. But it's able to identify anything, though. So they tested it on a lot of things, and it was identified. Like, they put in cheese, it identified not only that it was cheese, but what type of cheese it was. Wines, it was able to narrow down to years, in addition to types, and a lot of other things. Like, you know, you put
see,
in any...
See, we can prove that wine actually does taste different. See, robots doesn't taste different.
Meats or vegetables. And the funny thing was, one wise-ass reporter decided, you know what, I'm gonna put my hand on there. Put it on there. Bacon. It said, like, that was the response. It interpreted it as bacon. The cameraman thought, okay, that's probably just an error. He put it in. It registered as a French version of breakfast ham. So people taste like bacon. Taste like pork.
This is bad.
Yeah, we're screwed.
As soon as animals figure that out, we're done. The monkeys, like, they're gonna advance, man. They'll figure out bacon is good.
We're gonna flock.
Scientifically speaking, though, pork isn't very safe to eat, and it's only safer because we farm it and regulate what they eat.
Yeah, that's true.
As scavengers left to their own devices.
That's why a lot of ancient civilizations are like, don't.
See, I know for a fact I'm totally safe, because if it resorts to cannibalism, I smoke for over a decade. You guys eat me, you'll get cancer. Done.
Way to be. Only
if you eat the lungs.
I don't think cancer works that way.
It doesn't.
Quiet! Don't let them know that!
Dude, you realize if it ever resorts to cannibalism, we look at you and go, there's more meat to share. You're first.
No, I'm fat. I'm more fat content, really. I mean, look,
yeah, but the
Scott's, fat. Scott's as big as me, but he's
yeah,
in shape. He's in shape.
I have muscles
and
pixel.
If we learn anything,
fat
means flavor.
That means flavor and
fat, like, yeah,
form of energy.
Flavor.
Okay, then. I accept my role as the first to be cannibalized. My last request is use barbecue sauce.
Would you like us to lop off a leg first so you can try yourself before?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Ultra rich or just original? Or...
Bullseye.
Cattle Boys.
Oh, okay. That's a one-up.
Cattle Boys. You have some stuff with the stopper.
Mm-hmm. It's old school, but it's good.
We can clear that off. We'll put the map on.
Light book.
Not just mine.
Curtis book.
Stuff. I should grab my clipboard. That's a really good idea. I'm just holding it all together with my pen.
I actually... No, I literally bought a clipboard.
Just for board games.
Just for RPGs.
That would work very well. I got, like, one of those clip-in flipbooks, whatever they are. I can't remember.
Cool.
Some sort of art
binder. Oh, do a second.
No, it's like an art book thingy.
This was the best. Brianna drew this for me and spelled the word alien all on her own.
Nice. I see. What grade is she in again?
First?
11. she spelled alien all on her own.
Yeah. Must be blonde.
Actually,
Carter,
yes,
somebody.
Eventually, I have to need something to drink here first. My mouth's rather dry, and chocolate and dry milk. It's not a match made in heaven.
Remember, icy is for dry chocolate. Coke or
Crush? I have 3 Crush left.
What kind of Crush are they?
Orange.
Oh,
sure. I'll take one.
I dibs one. Anything doesn't matter for me.
DM, my dibs beats your dibs.
So, speak it to the DM. I busted out Old English in a Mafia game just to troll somebody. It was kind of awesome.
And you want to cook?
Sure.
Sure.
That works.
There's one more.
I like pinned into the throat. I was like, hark, thou hast been backpedaling. And then some other word I looked up that was just derogatory. It was kind of awesome.
I bite my thumb at thee.
Something to that effect. I thought it was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, totally new Romeo and Juliet Mafia.
Eventually.
That would actually have a fair number of roles in it, wouldn't it?
Holy crap. Mm-hmm.
You would have Romeo and Juliet. You would have the lovers. You would have an apothecary, which could be anything. You have a priest.
The apothecary
a
would
nurse.
Be a pair of apothecary would be a doctor.
Nurse.
A doctor.
Apothecary
nurse could is a backup doctor.
No, I would think the
be
nurse is bodyguard for Juliet.
Nurse would get killed in the process.
I don't know, just you
poisoner.
Could totally, you could totally have fun with that. But that setting really works for Mafia, you know?
Alternate win condition. If Romeo and Juliet are still alive, day 3, everybody wins.
Why? That's bad.
Just to see. And then give, like, 2 people...
No, the alternate win... No,
then give 2 people the role to kill...
The alternate...
To be the lecturer.
Who is it? Is it Tybalt that dies first?
Yep.
That's sure. His win condition. Dies first.
Jester.
Jester.
This is picking fights there.
Yo, dog. Give him a few shots. You up? No. Hope. Dead.
Oh, no, it isn't Tybalt that dies first. Tybalt is her cousin that kills someone first.
I thought Mercutio kills Tybalt. Or is it Tybalt kills Mercutio?
Tybalt kills Mercutio, I think.
Oh, other way around.
Because Tybalt is there and Romeo kills him when they're at the tomb. When he's sneaking into
the tomb. So Mercutio is the first guy to die? Well, it's the guy that. It's Romeo's cousin that dies first.
It's that guy.
That's Mercutio.
The one which I forget their names.
Yeah, like one's
Mercutio. Tybalt's
the.
Tybalt is a Capulet.
Is on Juliet's side.
Yes, Capulet, I believe, right?
So it's Mercutio that dies first.
Who is actually the cousin of the king, or the prince, which is why he says, you families, what you doing here? You killed my bro.
Dude, they're all
don't
just
be hated anymore.
They're all nobles. They're all kind of like that.
Well, yeah, but they're not necessarily nobles that have
prince.
Control of the law, like a prince. They're nobles because they're rich and stuff.
These are the characters for our other campaign. Why are they in my dice bag?
I don't know.
Because I have finite amount of space in here for our campaign. If I put all the things in here, I can't close this. That's
okay. For this game, I need D10s and D20s.
That's everybody.
That's one nice thing about being a fighter class, like a melee class. You just need like 3 dice. Yeah, I'm done.
I need spells to worry about, and a D20 and some D8s.
Clerics can pretty much make off with D20 to D8s. They just need more D8s.
Yeah. Depending on what weapon they buy.
Mace?
Yes, there you go. Well, that's what I'm saying, right? If you buy maces, you're pretty much good.
Well, yeah, most cleric weapons aren't going to be much more.
Where's Paul?
Depending on the cleric spells you take, because there's quite a number of D8 and D6 damage spells.
Oh, we getting something to eat.
I like my nose.
Damage spells tend to be more
Sandra the Enchanter stole my Felsian. Must kill.
Did they change
it? Pathfinder, though, there's not very many offensive cleric spells yet. Those are all from like.
There's still Flame Strike. There's still Searing. Searing, whatever it's called.
Of course, you steal a big one.
Thank you. Sure. We have snacks.
Wow.
There would be Paul.
Alright.
How are you?
Six. Alright, let's set up here. How many days left until one of you gets a disease of some sort?
What? I don't want a disease.
I don't want diseases.
No. And yet you keep trying to sleep with Ansel.
He's the one sleeping with a gay elf.
Oh, by the way, you have AIDS.
Don't worry.
That song goes.
In about 3 more levels, I can get rid of it.
Good thing I brought my blue HIV. And AIDS tablet.
Outstanding.
Oh, man. Gay jokes with elves is just like low-hanging fruit. Like, it's like anybody could do it. Even a child.
Glenn couldn't do it. He tried. You'd fail.
I don't know.
You'd fail.
So remember, Paul, some nights he's on his game. It doesn't happen often, but there's some nights.
He does it by random chance.
That's not good.
It's luck-based.
I don't know, because there was that one night where he got birds off the whole night.
It's all luck-based.
I don't think it's luck-based. I think you really
just have to... He doesn't even know he insulted you.
Well, that was over. That one night, yeah, it was hilarious. Everybody's laughing. He's like, what? And I'm like, you don't get it? He's like, what do you mean? We're like, never mind, Glenn. But there was one night where he actually knew what he was doing, and he burned people just constantly that. But
most maybe look up online.
Most of them were... He did some research. Whoa.
He net-decked his insults.
Just like he net-decked everything else.
I don't know who that is.
Must be me.
Well, you can use that one, you can use this one, either or. I think this is one we were using for you.
I'll be that gay.
Here you go, Carter, there's your fig. Isn't it yours?
I don't think that's my fig.
This is the Inquisitor fig.
Well, no, I have a fig like that, but I don't think that one's mine.
Cool.
I think that one's from your kit.
Okay.
I'll check here.
Have I ever mentioned that? Have
you? Actually, that one might be mine.
I think it is, because you busted it out one night.
Okay, I guess I'm done. Nice.
Pay attention to your author.
That is just kind of awesome how every single fig is able to hang on that map, or water.
Rather.
You can bounce him on the corner.
From what?
His forehead.
Turn upside down.
Oh, dang. Just about. Just bounce it really quick.
No, you have to bounce it really weird.
Yeah.
Oh! It was close. Yeah. Nearly any fig.
Nope.
Actually,
also, gelatinous cube.
I'll do it.
And there's that one
the gelatinous cube is the most awesome D&D fig they've made, because you can actually open it up and put figs inside.
I know.
It's pretty awesome.
There's that one swarm, too, an insect swarm we have, where it's just like a flat tile, and that's it, with bugs. Mm-hmm.
Well, but you can't open it up and put some inside.
No. Well, I'm saying that that's another fig you can't really hang off there. Mm.
True.
When we last left, our group of heroic adventurers...
We heard a loud, awe-inspiring
ding.
Nope.
And that was when he woke up next to the elf who made him pancakes.
No.
Woohoo! Pancakes!
Actually, no. He doesn't. His servant does. And his crepes.
Woohoo! Crepes!
Those are baggy pancakes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to complain about that.
Doesn't matter if they're free.
What? Do you get porridge at the end?
Porridge better.
Better than crepes. Have you ever had crepes with sugar? It's actually really
good. Yeah, I've had crepes. I've had crepes a lot. Crepes are tasty. Don't get me wrong. Porridge is better. I love oatmeal.
Depends on what kind of porridge.
I hate oatmeal. I had too much in my youth.
Me too. What a great episode. Serious breakfast.
Guys are served. Cold oatmeal or porridge or something like that.
Sweet.
We should get... We're paying like $6 or $5.
That's assuming you're paying the $3 for a cold meal. I guess if you pay $5, he does an egg or two.
Yeah.
That's like expensive that. Egg.
Can I just pay $3 and warm my porridge up?
Sure.
With what?
The fire?
What, are you going to x-ray vision, Superman?
Yeah.
apparently x-ray vision now also heats things up instead of just radiating them.
Yeah. Second level monk gets x-ray vision. Way to go, Pathfinder. You broke shit again.
But I can't use it on other creatures. Just on porridge. Really strict limitation.
That would be an awesome quirk.
Has x-ray vision. Only works on porridge.
X-ray vision?
Infravision.
Only works on...
No, that's what we've been talking about. X-ray vision.
Your eyes shoot out microwaves.
Cats blow up across the street.
So after a delicious breakfast, who was going to tell me more about the trees?
He was.
Mm-hmm. Tree.
More. Then we got distracted.
It's because you were having weird health
relations. The day before, whilst not enjoying each other's company, he was making several notes about the book you brought him, as well as looking into other books to do with Glarius and religions and the moon tree and all those other things. Mm-hmm. He says that the goddess herself was considered to a time to be an evil god because of the association with the dark and using techniques and such normally reserved for evil people. Like, it was a clergy that actually used undead in its forces and all that occasionally.
That makes sense to the zombies that we fought that one day. Mm-hmm.
But because of this, it kind of got a bad rep, and that was apparently part of the reason why Trordal Keep was starved once upon a time and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He says that there was a certain kind of mantra or phrase associated with it.
Phrase the pain.
Which was, the shadow lies between the dark and the light.
The shadow lies...
Isn't that the one that we used to summon Dancer Bitch?
No.
He says that he imagines that this might be the answer to the tree's question of where does the shadow lie.
The shadow lies between the shadow and the light?
Between the dark and the light.
Oh. So he thinks that's what the answer is to that riddle?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thank you. I thank you very much.
Your prostituting yourself paid off.
Or...
Prostituting usually does, but
not if you suck for a buck.
Inflation, $2.
In these tough economic times, you'd be lucky for a quarter.
But think of the job security. I'm
your
gone.
Health.
James.
No, I was saying that's a bad thing. Only other elves are going to hire you. Only fags with that.
Elves can usually afford me.
You've got one elf in town who's going to afford you, and he's the only person willing to pay for you. Not even that.
Yeah. So how's your love life?
Come along. I'm not taking it in the butt.
How much free stuff did you give her?
One.
How much stuff have you gotten back?
Nothing yet. Ah. It's an investment.
The dagger with the jewel worth 70 gold pieces.
Worth how much?
70.
Oh, dude!
What did you give her?
A shiny dagger. Awesome.
Rather be a whore than a sucker.
Well, long-term investment.
And it will pay dividends right after we invade the plane of fire and freeze it.
What?
When hell freezes over, jackass.
AC squared?
I'm pretty sure I can do that at 20th level. Hmm? So I'm pretty sure I can do that at 20th level.
Now you get third level, you get Blizzard.
I'm a monk.
It's an innate ability.
Okay. Anything else you guys are doing whilst you're in town?
No.
Are you going to go back to the dungeon?
Yeah.
Any sweet purchases or particular things?
We did all that. As far as I know.
Let's go kill stuff.
Yeah, I can't afford anything good.
I spent my money.
You don't need any potions or anything?
I don't think so. We can't afford them anyways. No. They're kind of expensive.
You guys have around 100 disposable income each, at least.
We should have like 300
a piece.
Depends.
I have 226 gold.
I have 310 plus 100 silver.
I spent 200 on breastplate.
Everybody's got a little bit of disposable income. Remember, potions are 50 gold pop.
Depends on what level. But
Hero Light.
It's up to you guys.
Okay, never mind.
I'm good.
With the amount of heals we have, I don't think we
that
need those.
Being said, it being a new day and all that, so you can have your
three different people that can heal.
Rerolls and prepared spells, nice. Please.
Beach stuff in the face with my mace.
People and light to cast spells.
Two pure lights and a bomber's eye for me.
All right. You cast spontaneously.
I cast right all I want.
Paul.
Cures. I was gonna say, I bet you it's three pure lights.
All cures.
Yeah.
All my other stuff. What else do you have for spells, anyways? Is it its own list, or is it just like...
Yeah, I have a list. Spells I can prepare are Cure Light, Enlarge, Mage Armor, Mysterium, Mysterium, Comprehend, Language Identified, Beguiling, Gift, Ventriloquism, Burning Hands, and Ray of Fieldment.
That's pretty cool. Ray of Fieldment is nasty.
Most of this is just... What do you call it? Backup.
Filler.
Disabled? Utility. If we need it. We need to talk to someone. Give me a night's sleep.
Or I could cast it immediately.
I can't do that, though.
you also don't get as many spells and as variety of spells as
You could always just leave one spell slot open.
What?
If you leave an open spell slot, in 15 minutes you can prepare any spell that you can cast in that slot.
I'd have to check, is that only wizards?
Or it might be. I don't know.
That might be a wizard thing, because...
Witches are prepared spells as well, in a weird way.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's more so, it's kind of that... Like, I have to read if clerics and other classes can do the same thing, because it makes more sense reading at a later date than asking your god at intervals, when you're supposed to ask...
He doesn't get it from god, he gets
it from patron, which is more or less the same thing.
I kind of do. I don't really know about it.
Your current patron is Trickery, right?
Deception.
Deception? You don't know his actual name yet.
Traveler.
I don't even know I have a patron.
How do you know you have a patron?
I don't think he's in there. They don't even really know.
Your familiar kind of came from him and said, hey, yeah. Loki, send me. I'm here for you, buddy.
He looks back and says, why the hell are you talking?
Dude, I'm Scorpion. I know spells to give you. Want spells?
I like spells.
Alright. Just
like money.
Sign this marriage contract there.
I also
and,
like
money. Yeah.
Cool.
My god, I'm thinking half your con.
Forfeit soul there. You don't really do that anyway.
Doesn't take your con unless you're first level.
Okay. Alright.
Yeah.
So, assumedly, you guys head back.
On the road again.
Alright. You make it back to the dungeon without any particular interruptions or sightings.
Alright.
Oh, because we get invisibility here.
What page are we on? Which room are we going to go to?
What page are we on? You can read along with me in your book.
You know the funny thing is, when we put this online, you just put the full copy of this. Now they're on page 25.
Flip a log on your dungeon book and see the room they're in. And you hear the sound.
When you hear this sound,
hit the person beside you for being an idiot.
Like, when you hear this sound, it means the GM has facepalmed again, and the party has lost more experience.
Possibly because the monk has stepped into another, obviously trapped room. Touched it. Or has gone derp again.
It was an awesome party.
Actually, we are, first things first, let's head back to that tree.
I kind of figured.
Yeah. No, we're going to the tree.
Wait, do we have another whole hallway we can explore yet?
Yeah, let's go to the tree. Tons of area haven't explored yet.
I can't even remember how this...
You guys may want to make a shorthand map, just to show you where you've been.
To the tree.
Well, don't we have a picture of the dungeon?
No.
Of the dungeon, no.
Glenn's no longer here.
You took all my graph paper too, damn it. I have no more. I have all
the rest.
What did we see after the gravel room?
After the witch room?
To the tree.
To the tree?
The one with all the gravel in it.
That was the tree room after the cave-in room.
And then after the tree was...
We didn't go, there was a staircase, and then we went we backtracked, and then there was that hallway with all the toys. And there was one other way we could have gone.
Yeah. There's still more paths we can take. I just want to go to the tree first.
And we didn't check out that, after we defeated those little rock guys, there was something we never looked at.
Rock
that
guys?
Was in that room.
Yes, that's right.
Those little...
Statues.
Like, nibbling at our ankles.
Yeah, there was one of these.
Almost killed me.
Yeah.
What is this called?
A triptych.
There's one like
there you go.
Over here.
Oh, I was going to be like, that's the
D&D, an educational game.
Well, you held it up like this, so I was like, what are you talking about? That's
yeah.
The horse.
Yeah! Let's go to the dungeon!
I can actually draw the whole map. That's cool. I had a hell of a time remembering it.
On what?
I could draw roughly the way the map looks.
Oh, yeah, anyway.
Anyway, to the trees.
Are you motivated?
Room
30. No, I mean, like, from memory, I could
one.
Draw all no,
I remember most of it.
Not square to square.
Well, I know. But room for room. I remember most of it as well, but it's still, there's a few things we can't get to. Like, if we go right, there's the room with the pool, there's the two dead end hallways, and then there's one hallway.
Big table works really nice.
Room.
Need one more.
We can get behind that blue
speed.
Door.
We should try that passive center piece here.
We should try that on the password door.
As you enter,
we're across.
This time, the room seems visibly darker and dimmer as you enter the steps. The vines seem to twist more violently. And while you do hear, where does the shadow lie, echo from the roots again in a deep voice, you also seem to hear sinister whispers coming from some of the roots as they twitch.
The shadow
what are they saying?
The shadow lies between the dark and the light.
What the roots say seems to be difficult to observe, but they seem to be sinister things. It talks of betrayal and backstabbing and stuff like that. That being said, upon mention of the phrase by Rager,
the room explodes.
All the vines grapple you.
They summon Michael Bay.
The tree's roots move to outline a door shape in that area.
Let's go to the door.
Search the wall. I bet you there's a door.
It's
here.
A door shape, you tool.
No. It's
we still have to find where it opens.
It is space, but upon further inspection, we do indeed find what appears to be a secret door.
Disable.
We have to open it first.
Also. No, I don't think we're going through this one.
Yeah, well, you know, if you do as good a job as you did the last couple of times.
I've been doing such a good
I
job.
I opened the door. Oh, thanks, you must have unlocked it for me.
Damn it.
Yeah, unlocked it.
That's going down, I assume?
It is indeed, going down.
We don't want to go to the second level either.
Yeah, I don't think so. When we do, though, we're going this way.
This secret is, my character probably would want to go down. I just realized that. She wants to go down further deep into the dungeon.
Okay.
Well,
we've still got other
rooms. I'm not entirely sure where in the dungeon it lies.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
You're going to want to explore everything. Make sure you don't miss it.
I'm just saying you don't need to be absolutely driven. And but you do have a point in that you probably have a general interest in going downwards. This secret room is mostly empty. A few remnants of roots hang from the ceiling, but nothing like the previous area itself.
I pet the roots.
Okay. Like, there's, you know. These ones don't seem to room to move or whisper or anything.
Just saying.
I didn't even tell you what I was looking for, did I?
You're looking for some sort of root or herb to make a medicine to cure.
Wasn't I tell you what it was? It's supposed to be a crystal flower.
Okay.
And you, I think my character would know it by wherever crystals lie.
Okay.
Well, there's lots of diamonds and shit.
I see.
So screw the diamonds, we'll take that root. Thank you.
Why would we take the diamonds?
This medicine is
he wants
now
that root. Well said.
I kind of won't quote that, but that's not really quoting you as much as
Isaiah Mustafa. We're breaking stuff.
Did she say fuck you?
She better not have.
Hey, if they're getting into a fight, $5 on the wife.
I don't see anyone taking yet your offer.
I'll put $50 on and I'll bribe him with half. He'll throw the fight.
Did we have this discussion? We had this discussion. Glenn tried to do that. It was the blonde versus wood fight.
Yeah.
Glenn was going to put $100 on himself and throw the fight.
I'll put $100 on me because everybody's betting on me. Then he's gonna put $100 on himself and he was gonna ask me to throw the fight so I could get half of it. I was like, oh, okay.
Anyway. So, yeah.
I still think you could have taken him.
Where are you guys headed?
That's hard.
Well, at the very least, I want to stay on this floor to check out the triptych.
Yeah,
let's go check out the triptych.
I agree. So
The room with the little statues had that big golden.
There's three paths we can take.
And there was a room there, or a door we had.
That we didn't go downstairs. There's the one room where the beholder was.
There was another door there. Two doors actually.
No, there's only one.
There was one that went diagonal as well.
I think it stops like this.
There was a path that went this way.
Four other paths at least that you guys could take besides stairs down.
There's a two in the room.
In room number one, there were stairs going up you guys never explored.
Yeah, we're not talking about... stairs going up?
Stairs going up that you never explored.
Okay.
There was in...
By the Beholder, there was one room.
By the Beholder, there was three doors as well as a secret door.
We went through the secret door and not the other two. We skipped two of them.
Well, there was this door here we skipped two. Mm-hmm. And this door here. I don't know. Was there a door in this area, though?
Back before we came in.
No, we came in over here. We had to go down.
There's a secret door. We enter here, came down a hallway, there's a door over here, secret door over here, and there's another door up here.
If you guys want, you can kind of flip through the first couple pages to figure out where you've been.
Let's go up.
Do it.
Well, first, let's go examine the triptych.
All right. Yeah, sure. We're here now.
Now, remember, don't touch anything on the pillars.
As we walk through that room...
Well,
I grab my shoe into the floor. I bull rush the barbarian into the.
All right, so
the barbarian takes.
I have a good combat maneuver defense. I'll flip you over.
So do you guys basically take your path back to the secret door to there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could probably find a longer way around, so we don't go through that room full of dispel magic that our casters.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Too. Indubitably.
Do you want to flip back to...
We can just go out the beholder room.
You want to flip to 9 and check out the beholder room?
Yeah, let's flip back to 9. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Is it beholder there?
When you guys get in there...
Let's call him Steve.
You don't see the beholder. All you see is the deep pit.
Yeah, we went in there before, then it wasn't.
What?
There.
Wasn't the eye tower? Didn't the eye tower have a name?
I remember him making a joke.
No, because we were
reading really Bob, and he was looking for Bren, but.
Oh, no, because we found in some of the books when we were reading. Remember, I talked about the giant glass pillar that extended down further than we could see with an eye tyrant living in it. I'm pretty sure there was a name on there.
Does your handout give a name? I didn't think it mentioned it.
Making me look stuff up. I feel like I'm back in school.
This one I wasn't too sure about.
We can go to number 10.
I'm thinking, well, to go to the specific room, we probably have to go to this one.
She found a deep shaft surrounded by indestructible glass that goes down much deeper than you think.
Yep.
It didn't mention the eye tyrant in there?
No.
Eye tyrant.
Those are the stairs that go up.
Eye tyrant.
Monty, for future reference, just call it a bowl, everybody.
Okay, so these ones go back to your entrance, that main platform of the three stairs.
This is how we came in. This is the secret door we've been having you booby trap.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Well, that one's not booby trap, that one's got the secret rock where you move the rock, it opens the door.
Yeah.
So we still haven't gone here.
Nope.
Here, here, and here. But this is the one we probably want to go through.
Yeah.
Yes. From your rudimentary memory and knowledge of whatever scribbles you have for a map, that 21 there does connect to room 21, which was the four mages, which further on connected to room 24.
Oh, we're on 24.
Right here. Yeah, it connects there. So actually, if you want, I can write... No? Not there. Doesn't matter.
Too late. Already flipped.
So,
I was just thinking this one.
But we will connect to that one, and then we come over here.
Yes.
Yep. I have a couple of those, even though that's the wrong direction for you. Curtis can see that as 21.
Right. Triptych's over here.
Yep. Yeah, it's over there.
We go.
We didn't really examine this area either.
No.
Yeah, there was something over there. We didn't really check it out because we were all badly injured.
I don't think there was much over there, actually. I believe the triptych was at that side.
Yeah, but you mentioned an altar or something?
That was in another room, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
This room is pretty much only the triptych and the statues.
Okay. Well, the statues are destroyed.
Yes. You see the rebel of your...
They had an attitude problem.
They didn't like hugs. They weren't as huggable as they looked.
We need age constructs with attitude.
Alright. So, the triptych is quite impressive and appears to be very valuable. It is made of three flat pieces of ebony, framed in copper and held together with copper hinges. The triptych portrays a map of the night sky, with various small jewels holding the positions of the stars and planets above. Unfolded, it is 3 feet across, and it weighs around 300 pounds.
Awesome.
Wow.
I'll take it.
That's not a light load for anybody.
What are you talking about?
Light load?
Light?
You're going to be...
Your strength is not that high.
17.
Yeah.
You are heavily encumbered, I imagine.
Heavily?
Probably.
If we take this thing, we're going to have three of us packing that thing up.
Well, why don't we just take it back to
town? Where is our encumberment? I don't even have my weight.
Yeah, I don't have mine written down.
I can look that up quick.
Sure.
But when you guys...
I know at 18 strength, your light load is 200 pounds, so there's no way you're carrying that. At 17. We'll take it out with us.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, nothing stops you from dropping it if you need to fight. Mm-hmm. But at the same point, I would feel better if you weren't carrying it around the entire time you're in the dungeon.
Yes.
Let's
get to our safe room, and then we'll keep exploring.
Well, it's pretty safe right now.
It's pretty safe right now.
Where's it going? What if it's trapped? What if it's just there waiting for somebody to move it?
Move it.
I want to move it.
Yeah, move it.
You're our trap finder.
Third time is not...
Even though I'm the guy that has, like...
Third time is when I get killed. I've already taken 2.5
17. Strikes. Yeah, your heavy load max is 260.
Oh,
18, if all they were carrying, 300 pounds would be their max load.
There you go.
All right, so you're strong. You're not quite that strong.
Unless you want to burn rage to carry it around for 8 rounds.
I'm a large person.
How long does bull strength last?
I can enlarge him for
not long enough.
How long does a large person last?
Those are all like minutes level.
Yeah.
So
like not long enough.
Okay. I'm strong enough to move it. I can't get through the door.
It's on my to-do list.
Between
one day we'll find a bag of holding, and when we do, mine. Dibs.
On the triptych, sure, I'll take the bag of holding.
Okay. Rager's arrow.
What are you raiding with?
My chalk.
Finger. Carving in the wall.
There you go.
There should be dust.
You're scratching it on the wall.
There should be a lot of dust there.
On the wall?
Yeah. Walls maybe there's like, is there like a table there? Just
not noticeably.
Not really a table in this room, though. But I mean, as far as picking up a stone and scratching on the wall, that's easily done.
Done.
But yeah.
Oh, and then I scratch on the floor underneath me, Elbereth.
What now?
Elbereth.
Okay. You do that.
Damn, nobody gets it. What's Elbereth? I'm old.
Yes, you are.
Apparently.
In NetHack, if you scratch Elbereth into the floor, most intelligent monsters won't attack you for fear of the wrath of the goddess Elbereth.
Sure.
Wrong set.
NetHack? Try scribing in Glarious.
Yeah, that might actually work, dummy.
Nope. Where's your character like put like what's this?
Caden Kalen.
Yeah, there you go.
Caden Kalen says, drink more beer.
Tries to drink the triptych and dies.
No. Caden Kalen tries to drink it, it turns into the best beer ever. He drinks it.
Sadly, he's not Caden Kalen.
No. Anyway, so you're leaving the triptych there then?
Yeah. For now.
Choice. I mean, like
we'll pick it up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm pretty. Like, what's your strength?
16.
Yeah, the two of you working together can easily carry if you want to take it out. But I mean, if you're not taking it out now, then yeah, leaving it's fine.
It'll be there when we get back.
On our next trip home, we'll just grab it.
Okay.
I'm thinking, like, what would move it?
Those sissy adventurers that looted some goblins and almost got killed.
Yeah, it's true. They kind of suck. We're the most confident party in here. We've got a member who literally walked into a spike trap. While it looked like a spike trap.
Seemed like a good idea.
And touched things on a magical pillar.
Head just stole.
Granted, it was... It did have a corn cob pipe. It was a corn cob pipe, so...
And which is gone now.
That was such a douche move. That was like the coolest thing. I took like 12 points of int penalty just for that pipe, and then it was like, yeah, the pipe's gone. What?
See, this is why it works out. He actually does care about that pipe.
That pipe was off. I went to buy a pipe in this game and realize that. Just because.
It's going to be searching town. I need a corn cob pipe.
And a monocle.
No, and a monocle. I was just like wondering, this monk.
I'm sure you got your arrows, right?
So he's Popeye?
Yes.
I sit back 2 rounds smoking my pipe.
Unleash.
I toss him a tin of spinach.
That's the Popeye syndrome.
Yeah.
You can only use half your strength mod unless you eat a can of spinach before combat.
Unless you what?
Unless you eat a can of spinach before combat. It's a race kind of reference. Anyway, so what are you guys doing now? You head
somewhere else that we have been.
Okay, so we've explored this. Let's go back to the Eye Tyrant's room.
No, I just turned the page. I think there's another place we didn't move. You're just checking the...
Check back 28.
Oh, because I think there's another room in here. Okay. No. It's true that you guys never went up those stairs either, or down them.
And we never went down this room over here. Let's go to that room. We go back to the Eye Tyrant room and go into that room. We haven't been there yet.
Going into...
9.
This is the Eye Tyrant. 16.
What's the beholder room?
Put us on there somewhere.
9 is the beholder room.
The alchemist and the barbarian go in front again. Since
there you go.
They're both full again. Close enough.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
Even as you touch
the door. Dizon the Black Ranger.
As you touch the door, you can tell that it's very cold.
That's fine, the Black Ranger always dies first.
A blast of cold air greets you here. As impossible as it seems, a blizzard engulfs this chamber.
Forget Mr. Cheese, the original
you can't see it all through the storm. The howling wind is deafening, and you suspect that entering the room will be a frigid experience.
Yeah.
How cold is too cold?
It looks like the worst blizzard you have ever seen.
Yep, let's go some other way.
Some weather way, you say?
That's what I heard.
Do we have Endure Elements? Does anybody have that as a spell?
I don't get it till next level, and I was planning on taking it against heat.
Kind of makes sense to take it against cold, don't you think?
No one has endurance.
Really? One blizzard room. Almost positive there will be a red dragon at some point in this dungeon, because there's always, always a red dragon somewhere in this dungeon.
That's kind of where it gets its name from. Dragonsdale.
Could be multiple dragons, bro.
Could be a lightning dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, no, it's named because the Prince of Dragons, an ancient red worm, is supposedly lying at the bottom.
Good job. Take your 3 damage off.
Or
Indurelements go through the cold room.
Nah.
Anyway. Sprint through the cold room. You're barbarian. You can tell
why.
Me. Why not? There could be treasure.
I feel like we've had this conversation before. Hey, look. It looks like a trap. Let's find some other way to go. Mike. Let's do this. Me, that doesn't make any sense. Why are we going into the place we're going to take damage? Mike, let's do this.
Just a blizzard.
Yeah, no.
We're from Canada.
Have fun.
Yeah, dude, we're from Canada. It's not that cold.
Have fun.
And wrath of the barbarian. Kidding. Let's be dumb.
This is where I accidentally kissed the barbarian.
No, like the barbarian, you're grappling him. And you're like, you call me gay?
this room here that's all like covered. In
To be fair, I shouldn't even have drawn it out because you can't see 5 feet in front of you. Oh. Okay. It says that this room, entering it, you would be essentially blind and deaf walking through it.
Yeah.
And it would cause damage because it's so cold, or is it just blinding and deafening?
You'll take cold from cool damage.
You feel that if you stood a couple inches into there long enough, you'd start getting frostbite already.
Oh, okay.
Not to say anything about being in the center of the room.
As long as it comes to, you have to make a perception check to go into the right direction, or just walk around in a room in circles.
It's only a couple hours back to channel.
There's that. Yeah, no. There's also, we can walk into like some sort of like a golem.
Oh,
just sitting in a room waiting for people to come in.
How is it the gay elf barbarian is the smartest member of the party?
you're saying avoid it entirely.
It's 11. You aren't overthinking things.
All I'm saying is we prepare.
I'm not telling us to go in.
I'm saying we can prepare to go in. Go back to town by winter gear.
Or we could go one of the tons of other places we could go.
Oh, yeah. I'd say, yeah. Like,
why do you want to go into the room that's obviously a magical trap?
It's not a magical trap. It's just
always
it's just winter on the other side.
It's a snowstorm in an interior of a dungeon. We had a word for this. What was it? Oh, yeah. Magical trap.
It's a permanency weather effect.
It's just a ploy.
I say, look, definitely.
It's just a distraction. I make a Wilson.
I would say, like, let's not, like, completely abandon this place. Let's go check out other places and then come back. Yeah,
I think
it's there.
Hey, Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I reach into the blizzard room and pull out an icy square.
Take a point of damage. And you have a square of ice.
If you take cold resistance, you can get unlimited chocolate. You can take it back to the town and sell it. Profit.
I think there's only about 20 or so icy squares in the room.
It's a delicacy. We can sell it for like 1,200 gold a square.
You're the DM. How would you not have out of character knowledge?
What?
We don't have a character to go in character with.
Falster shows up and says, I think there's...
There's probably 12 squares in that there icy room.
Who are you?
Why? So what's up, guys? Anyway, let's go somewhere else.
Okay.
Where else have we not explored?
I shake my fist in this room and say,
like
we'll
I said,
we
haven't explored that way either.
There's two ways.
There's another... Back in room 11, there's another way, or two ways to explore.
Yep.
That's how it looks. You know what we should do with this room? You know what this room is?
Which room?
A cooler?
Blizzard room. It's a freezer. Next time we kill something, throw it there so it stays fresh.
It's not going to stay fresh, you moron. It'll get freezer burned.
One barbarian does bother me.
Suddenly, the party.
Like, that's how you justify
it. Go bad, it just doesn't have as good a taste. Which.
Room 11.
Barbarian King rocks.
Or, sorry, 9.
Barbecue sauce.
9?
You don't have barbecue sauce, my bad.
6. No, keep going. These rooms connect in weird ways, so you'll get 2 connected to 9.
Okay. One more back, and that's the whole. We're gonna go either to 11 or 10, which way?
Brah.
10. This way?
Baller.
Yeah, that's the freezer room.
Let's go to 10.
Okay.
This room is like a map maker's nightmare.
This is the freezer room?
Yep.
This room is like a map maker's nightmare.
Yeah,
like,
this starting
the
wrong
corner, you're screwed.
So we're going to 10. 10's not on this page, is it?
Yes, there's
a 10 on there.
Oh, this is 10. Entering from 8.
Have we been in here before?
No.
Pass the baseball.
Whoosh.
Paul is somewhere.
What happened to your thing?
I know this won't mean much to you, but...
You got a mace before, didn't you?
Two,
and then you got the sword again.
He's,
I don't know what
in
2 days, I got
four other things.
From 1 to 27.
You had a better thing for it, let him have a bigger sword in the way.
Yeah, they used to be
good.
There was a thing that had a flail, but that works.
It's bad.
I only spent like 1 day, that was it. The other day was like half.
For what?
Yes, from level 1 to 27 in a while.
In a day?
2 days.
That's pretty slow. You can do 1 to 16 in 4 hours.
Okay.
It's pretty intense. I've never played the game that hard.
You just have to know where to go.
Or you just have to be absolutely freakish and want to play the game for 9 hours.
Listen checks. Perception checks.
We put a new force. I'm good at listening. 29.
That statement is a lie.
29, yep.
27.
19. 23.
10. Paul's not sure. 10 he thinks he heard something, but...
I think it's 17. Yeah, it's 17.
Alright, good. Weapons and armor cast haphazardly about fill a chamber of stark stone. A woven mat covers about half of the floor, stained with blood splatters and dried gore. Hanging lamps provide greasy smoke and a foul odor, as well as dim light. A large keg rests upon a chair in the corner. Ancient rusty manacles hang here and there on the walls. The place reeks of sweat, urine, and blood, and you can hear from the door ahead are sounds of shouts and fighting.
If there's gnomes in that
party
room...
room.
If there's gnomes in the room ahead of us, I can't be held responsible if an arrow accidentally hits one.
Are you expecting there to be gnomes?
No. This is obviously a torture chamber. Or prison in some way. We should probably check what's in the keg.
We should probably check what the fighting is going on.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that.
I thought your character would want to drink the beer.
It's not gonna, the beer isn't gonna go away.
We don't know if it's beer, it's just a keg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going anywhere.
Bro, we know it's a keg full of chicken noodle soup.
Or a keg of gunpowder.
That's why we should check it out.
What if we can grab a snack before we go fight?
We're gonna check the room.
It would involve letting others get massive amounts of glory before we get there.
It could be two goblins hitting each other. No.
I think the sound of fighting is a little bit more important than.
Okay. I like how we're all standing around having a reason.
Is the fighting coming from here or like beyond?
It's from beyond the door. You guys would pretty much be able to see it if fighting was coming from right in front of you.
That's what I was assuming.
It's beyond the door.
Focused on that keg.
Those of you who are trained in the languages of orc and goblinoid are able to understand.
I'm trained in orc.
Some of the occasional word being shouted particularly loud.
Crap. Don't hit me.
Oh, it's actually
it, a fight. It more so sounds like attack, stance, guard.
Oh, they're training. How cute.
We need fireball.
Yeah. Hey, if we were less fire.
I got my bomb.
Do it.
Right in the face.
That's a cure light. Do it.
Let's check out this room before we go find the train room.
Alright, I check out the keg.
Alright.
Can we lay it on fire? Just
throw it in. Kind of head on that one.
Lay it on fire in the room.
Hey.
Pretty sweet. He's going
to
do that.
Appears to be empty.
Bastards.
It's full of gas fumes.
I mean, bastards.
Yep, keg's empty. Are you so excited?
I'm so excited. Oh, by the way, I'm not probably moving towards her because I'm not very stealthy.
The keg is just near the corner. You haven't gone too particularly near the corner.
Yeah, why don't we search the room then? See if it is. Because you said there was various armor.
I have a plus two in the roll to be stealthy.
So yeah, I'm totally going to search the room.
I'll help. I'm not. I'm going to stand here.
I don't help. Never mind.
Give me a second here.
See if we find any gaps.
I have a feeling I need to get some stat blocks ready.
That's probably a good choice.
If they're going to search the room, I'm going to go guard the door behind which there is fighting. Okay. So that anything trying, why don't anything we search deciding to go from that room back into this room has to face
it. I think so we should make a perception check to
see. We see it right away. We know there's armor and armaments in this room.
No, perception check.
Why don't we open that way to smash the face?
To search the room, I think it would be a
bad
choice.
Going up there as well?
Why do we even bother searching there when you can just like detect magic ray and see if there's anything worth our time?
Yeah, there. I detect magic in the room.
Nothing magical here.
I'm looking for.
We can track everything down.
I'm looking for any of those like strings with the bells on them as I'm walking to.
All right. You don't notice any.
Okay.
And for that matter, you don't set any of them off as you approach the door.
I like how he said that you don't notice any, but if there were any, you don't set them off.
So where are those goblins that set those up?
Where is the keg in this room?
The keg is in that corner.
So we went up like here somewhere, starting to search.
So searching the room.
I'm going up home.
You guys are.
What all kind of room?
Ish. I don't know. I'm just heading up that way.
Well, it takes a while for us to search. We just instantly.
You guys are able to see.
You guys went.
There is a suit of studded leather, as well as.
Party loot table, dude.
A falchion and two long swords.
Ooh, money.
Holy falchion, Batman.
I wish I could use a falchion. That would hurt.
You can do also,
no, not he's proficient.
You notice that underneath...
Yeah, still use it.
Underneath the woven mat is a trap door. Boom, boom,
boom. Hey, look, I'm awesome. Who said search the room?
I said search the room.
But you found the trap.
Door. So we got one set of leather, one falchion, what else?
Two long swords.
On the plus side, no prostitutes ever gonna pull that one over on me.
Oh.
You're a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, casino.
How did I draw that one?
I don't know. Is it this one?
Really?
Oh no, hey, that works.
Secret floor.
Okay. Alright.
Let us attack them.
Well, now that we've explored everything.
A lot. They're goblins.
And orcs.
I know, right?
There's orcs training.
These goblins I saw killed my dog.
And they ate it. I thought you grew up with them.
Yeah, but
as you,
killed my dog, so I left.
They left. That was the last straw. Like, man. Goblins were okay until they killed his dog. Then it was like, goblins.
Okay.
Obviously you don't understand goblin society.
Davor.
You don't kick my dog.
Davor and Rager hear someone approaching the door.
Ready in action.
Initiative.
Should I ready?
As being the only people near, well,
natural one. Natural play. I'm in a three.
Yes. As the only people near who made perception checks, Davor and Rager will get part of this surprise round. The rest of you can join initiative next time.
I'm close on the mic.
I have a three initiative.
I rolled a three for your perception.
I have a pencil.
They rolled a 20 for their stealth.
Well, too bad. I'm God. No.
My child. No.
Blue lightning from the ceiling disagrees. Alright. DM, out. Rage's initiative.
27.
Nice.
That's okay. The fastest I can possibly go. I'm holding at 20.
Davor's initiative?
3.
What's your initiative?
That's the slowest I could possibly go.
Alright, I'm going to set them up here.
At least you'll be able to you're going to get to act just when you open the room.
Bomb.
Wait till they huddle all together.
So I would have tied you, but that's...
Oh, that's great.
Well, he said he's going to throw tougher stuff at us. I mean, I didn't expect that.
A troll? Two
now. Here's a troll.
I've got DR. I'm good.
A troll?
One DR.
Hey.
I've got
acid. One DR?
I've got acid.
When the troll is 20, it doesn't matter.
I'll only take 19.
You'll be unconscious.
No.
Won't you? Oh, you're 24 hit points.
Yeah.
You'll stay conscious slightly longer than I will.
Actually, no, you wouldn't. It'd be like 19. You're probably you'd still be up, wouldn't you?
No, he's got 4 more hit points than I do.
You'd still be up then. He'd get hit. He'd still be up. Next hit, you both would draw. Mm-hmm. You'd probably straight up die.
No, I have more con than he does. He'll die faster than I will.
On your nap, just be troll with cleave. Sting both out. These are big falchions. That sucks.
Oh, to me it sounds like 75 gold to kill.
Well played.
They still hurt.
2d4 hurts more. It hurts a little bit less than 2d6.
Always true.
Bitches ain't using great swords. For some reason. It's unfathomable.
See, told you fireball.
They really want that one extra crit range.
They probably have some sort of deity in Falchion's. Their weapon.
Oh, there we go.
I can't think of any god that would be.
It doesn't matter, it's a shit ton of money every time we kill a group.
That's the idea.
Dude, you put it down.
If it's a training room, there should be quite a bit of them.
It'll probably be like 8 or 9 or 10. Like you don't do combat form training with 3 people.
Nice. There we go.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, you guys are level 2.
You bring it back to the choke point.
The door is a choke point.
The door is a really crappy choke point if they've got ranged weapons.
Yeah, because that 2 squares over there is way better.
Yeah, because then we have 3 people attacking them as opposed to 1 who gets
except for I could throw bombs
everything
from behind him.
Shitty. Yeah, you can, but you're still taking this chance if you're hitting anything with a melee that's engaged melee. Man.
Sorry.
Which a lot of
I need to get a lot of numbers and hit points right here for a second.
True, but then delay the splash damage.
If you can give me a moment to.
No! They're all going to laugh at you! They're all gonna laugh at you!
See? That guy's laughing right there. Alright, so, goblins in the middle there are actually kobolds.
Kobolds and.
The human looking fellow is one of those proto cavemen fellows.
Okay. Neanderthals.
Similar enough. We got 2 orcs and a hobgoblin. And 3 normal goblins in the back there.
I I take it the hobgoblin's the one at the very front?
Yep.
Sweet.
Three times, and there's three. Good.
See, ideally, you actually stay where you are, and he moves here, and then just choke to like, take crap tons of attacks.
Yeah, but I want to throw my bombs into that.
One of them's a wizard.
Because even if I miss, it bounces around and it lands somewhere.
Oh, so then you stand there.
But so actually, snatch back at you.
Well, I want to stand there because I only have a 20-foot range.
Just in the kind of generalized line.
Yeah, I think it's a 10-foot line.
Wait, whatever. Lightning bolt. Lightning bolt is not 10 feet.
It's like 60 feet, I think.
Lightning bolt is it's like 60.
No, isn't it 10-foot, 60-foot wide?
Yes.
It bounces.
Yes. The spell lines are 10 feet wide.
That's what I'm talking about.
Which is kind of awesome. I wonder if you can do that. If you shape spell, if Brad shape spells grease, can he make it a line?
Maybe.
Big crap load of grease just.
What if you like grease on fire?
Don't.
Let's see that.
It's part of the spell.
Coat some dude in grease and burning hands him. Set on that.
You wet them and then do that.
Yep. That would work.
Wet does extra damage. D4. Burning to fire damage if the web is ablated.
I was thinking about doing that. I don't know if I think web's a level 2 spell.
Yeah.
Alright, so, yes. First up is...
This web is rock awesome.
I almost guarantee Ranger's going up first.
Yes, Ranger's
probably.
I guarantee he's going first. Probably.
Well, unless they have, like, a really insane initiative modifier.
They're monsters.
Does a 13 hit?
13?
Negatory.
Will not hit a flat-footed goblin, I'm afraid.
Damn.
So that door is open?
Yep. And suddenly I missed.
That would have been funny, though. Huh?
You hit the couch back there in the lab.
Watch the lamp.
Alright. He gives a shout in goblinoid of intruders! And runs forward.
Attack of opportunity. That's dumb.
20.
15.
No. That will not hit its regular AC.
I rolled high on initiative, guys. It's all good.
We'll have him run forward and engage there. We'll have him run past. Let's try and sucker you. So, the one on Davor will hit you.
We need to set up the line of awesome.
Whatever.
Because you actually have more than one.
Say? Say again?
3 points of damage?
Yeah, having him near the door, like if he is right here or even second in there, that's great because he's going to be swinging at multiple things.
And.
Doesn't he get an attack of
opportunity? He got his attack of opportunity.
Oh, yeah, he gets one.
Right. And both of those guys are hits. In fact,
he takes combat reflexes.
Most of the time. In truth, most times, you don't need it.
Ranger can take 2 points of damage.
Are you counting DR?
I am.
Okay. Just wondering if I should or if you were going to.
And they make you stumble back 5 feet.
Are they hitting you in the junk?
They crit threat.
Davor.
Well, would have been funny if he just said they hit you in the junk. Oh, being an elf, it's not like you're going to use it for anything.
Don't, remember, there's a feat. They can do that.
I know they can.
They just, it's a...
It doesn't work on elves, though, right?
Hmm?
It doesn't work.
I'll move back here and throw a boss.
Okay, yeah.
I thought you were going to throw it in the room.
And hopefully it hits. Else the spell's right back in my face.
Actually, we did,
at least in 3.5, we figured out your bombs don't bounce quite that far. They only bounce how many range increments you are. So if like you're within 30 feet, only bounces one square. If you go another range increment, it bounces two squares.
Okay.
So it's not quite as bounce around as we thought it was. That being said...
That's a miss. That's, yes.
Where does it bounce?
Okay. So...
You want the one, two, one starting in front of him or at the corner?
It starts with one facing me.
One, two, three, four, five.
And that's a two.
Two. It's the corner there, so... Reflex saves from you and the two goblins.
Reflex 16?
Oh, DC.
What's the save DC?
10 plus my level plus...
Half level.
Half level plus int.
What's half level plus int?
15.
14.
Don't you have 4 int?
Hmm?
Don't you have 4 int?
No, 3.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I saved. You saved, so...
Half damage, so 2.
So you take 2 points of damage.
One.
I take one.
Not against
magic. DR doesn't apply against magic stuff. Just against visible.
Okay.
That's not magical. It's fire.
It's energy, though.
It's not physical damage. Damage reduction applies to physical damage. Energy resistance applies to fire and cold.
It's still really awesome.
What's that number of the one
not
closest to the door?
Natural. Like, all this stuff is natural.
True with them.
But it does fire damage. It does fire damage. It doesn't do untyped physical damage.
Okay, oops.
No. I'm saying it does fire, but it's not magical fire. It does fire.
Doesn't matter. Fire is energy damage. If you stand in a fire, you're gonna. It doesn't matter if you have DR5. You're gonna burn to death for standing there too long. You don't.
Yeah, well, it's it does 1 point of damage.
It's why DR doesn't necessarily give you automatic endure elements because it's energy based. It's cold or it's hot, it still hurts you. Right, you guys can roll initiatives and get into this combat now.
20.
Nat 20. 30. Well, that beat the 17 I rolled last time.
You probably wanted to go before me, but...
20 went to...
No, after.
As more Ranamar?
Oh, mm-hmm. For debuffing?
Kinda.
The hell you can do?
It's gonna be fine if I actually...
I got a 20 when I rolled an 8.
Yes. Do you have a new hex?
17. Yeah.
What's your new hex?
Sleep.
Oh, that's nasty.
Nice.
Sleep is multiple targets or not?
No,
it's single target sleep.
But it's still...
Sleep. If it was sleep as it used to be, they'd be like, hey, look, just every turn, four people.
Yes. So, Raven, you see combat breaking out.
5 step, 3.
Attacking which one?
That one right there.
Okay.
What did you get?
20.
Fuck, you're going for me too.
13 is the high roll.
I don't know, nice.
You got
he
higher.
He pulls a matrix.
Ranger.
Right foot step in. Swing it up again.
For
fuck's sake.
Miss.
Yep.
That's why.
Ouch. Alright, that's it. Black dice. Go away. Gold dice. Your turn.
This gold is worth more.
Yep.
That being said, you'll get an attack of opportunity. This guy's got to pass through. 5, 10, 15, 20,
25, 30. There we go.
30.
21.
Definitely hits.
Big damage.
4, 9 damage.
Nice.
Is it good thing outside the room?
Bonk. There we go.
Well, that was a fail.
Now get my groove on.
Dude comes in the room and like, hey, get down.
All these three little goblins just run by you.
Yeah.
It's like, I can do that. Oh, maybe I can.
Turns up and he looks threatening at you.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Are you allowed to do a full attack of man, a 5 foot step?
Yes.
Full attacks only give you one.
And goblins.
Not for you.
That's a move action. Do that.
It's a standard action. Thing. It's kind of like.
It was just a question for the sake of.
And goblins.
Oh, the big one didn't move in yet.
No.
Hmm?
No. I'm sorry. I messed up. Who was who?
Okay.
That guy's there is Hobgoblin, who's acting on another initiative.
Okay.
So I'm able to not be hit. I feel so impressive now. 19 is rather than 14.
I just got to mark that.
I don't know if I want to pick around to reduce their chances and then force them to sleep, or just straight up try to sleep them. I think one round's not good enough.
I don't think they're that dangerous. There's a lot of Ranger them, can take another 3 points of damage.
It'd probably be better to buff us up rather than someone else.
And the other one's going to step forward and attack Davor.
Critical hit.
For 7 points of damage and pushes him into the corner.
Ow. Nobody puts Davor in the corner.
Now you make Davor mad.
As Mora.
It's a little goblin that did this to you.
5 foot step. There seems to be something.
And this is for my dog!
There seems to be something a little bit odd about them. They have kind of a look in their eyes of a drunken man, but their veins are pulsing.
They be raging?
Steroids.
5 foot step and attack on.
Alright.
That thing is.
Okay.
With a miss. A 3.
Hey, yeah.
We're rolling like pros.
Hey, we're pissing off. Characters.
Well,
yes.
The orc makes a will save.
Alright.
This one right here?
No. The orc, the only one left.
15.
What are you trying to do?
Sleep him.
Sleep him?
2 rounds, he's asleep.
2 rounds?
That's nasty.
I'll put him out of his misery next turn. Hey, knock an arrow.
Actually, I think he needs your arrow.
Can't coup de grace range.
Yeah.
I know, I'm not planning on coup de grace him.
He gets +4. He's prone now.
He's prone as well, too, now.
Oh, is he prone now?
He fell asleep.
Oh, I guess.
His weapons drop and he's down on the ground.
I'll shoot the Neanderthal, you can 5 or 7 coup de grace.
Yes, hobgoblin.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 40, 50, 55.
Can he still kick him awake?
No way.
It's a magical sleep. I don't
magical know. Sleep you can kick awake. It's just a standard action to do so.
I don't think you can.
He's not going to be able to get there once he
thinks he can. I know, I'm just curious. Can you check on that?
Yeah, I will do.
Check the sleep spell in Pathfinder.
No, check his hex.
Yep.
The sleep spell, it still says standard action wakes up.
You've gone too far.
There's some monk.
Yes, but the new classes are listed first. Because it'll change where he heads with me.
Would he know that though?
He saw someone fall asleep. He doesn't know what did, but he's gonna kick them away.
Yeah. So would he do it regardless?
Yeah, isn't he going to do it regardless?
True enough.
Next turn, you're going to kick the guy out.
Kick. Hobgoblin.
Kobolds.
Kobolds.
Whee!
More swarm. Davor can get attack of opportunity.
With what?
Oh, you don't have a weapon out?
Actually, yeah.
Well, I mean, wait, we decided I can have my weapon out and use bombs, right?
Yeah. Okay,
so, yeah, I had a weapon out.
Yeah, he can rouse.
Okay.
John!
And it's only for 2 rounds?
Yeah, so he was my level.
Oh, okay.
14.
It's noise and light. Mm. Though, that doesn't affect him.
Yeah.
Everything else can.
14, so close, but not quite.
And any damage wakes him up, too.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Alright.
I think you're going for that dude, though. 10, 15, 20, at least his weapon's out of his hand. He dropped it. Let's go poke him in the head.
Going to move there.
Can't get a time. I don't know if we have time.
He's gonna move
there.
I think
I go first. Look at all of them.
Doesn't matter. So many friggin' little creatures.
Maybe I will use another ball.
Totally should
before my mutagen.
Okay, what am I doing?
You're very nasty.
What?
Does your mutagen turn into
a cleave?
Oh, using a ball is gonna be a bad idea.
Why?
Provokes 3 attacks for opportunity.
Really nasty.
Ranged weapon.
Rage is running around with Great Cleave right now, just
Rowan six smoke attacks of opportunity. If
or whirlwind. Considering you're you're surrounded. Whirlwind would work nasty right now.
That's why they put
you. Usually my mutagen doesn't though.
I know.
Davor can take 4 points of damage as a nasty spear hits.
Well, no,
the guts.
No, your bombs don't make attacks of opportunity. We checked that last time. Never mind.
Did we check that?
We didn't check the bombs, we checked hexes.
Did we check bombs as well?
Nope. He was never in one of those situations.
Flip back like 3 pages, Paul. Find where
and there's a miss on the barbarian. And goes back to Raven. You've got a plethora of things.
You got to put some arrows in that Neanderthal. Pardon? The reason I'm doing the Neanderthal is so that he can 5-foot step and coup de grace the orc on the floor before the hobgoblin can rouse him. Well, one hit.
One hit, yeah, pretty well, too.
The other one's not gonna hit. 6 damage.
6 damage? He is very bloody and coughs up some spittle red-colored, but still stands for the moment. Rager.
I rage.
Excellent.
Bet you didn't see that coming.
Did we skip my turn?
No.
Sorry, we did. I forgot you're way at the bottom there. Sorry, Gamer gets a turn.
So my, I remember he went already. I will. Did we figure out what my bombs?
It should be right in the very beginning.
If it's
of the
a ranged attack, it provokes.
Okay,
but my drinking
my mutagen,
I
hope it does.
I don't. It's a standard action. It provokes attacks opportunity.
Yes,
that's provoking.
His mutagen.
I'm pretty sure it said specifically that it doesn't.
That being said, I think there's either discoveries or feats that allow you to do potions and stuff without provoking.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think there is. Kind of specially made for that, the alchemist class. Because you do a lot of
discoveries,
that.
Not feats.
Is it discovery?
There's very...
No,
yeah, there's
I read through all the discoveries. I didn't read anything like that.
I think
that.
It's a feat in the advanced player's handbook that lets you do it. Because it's essentially useful for everyone. Being able to... It's just more useful for the alchemist. Being able to drink a potion without provoking. Do we see anything on mutagens?
What's your mutagen do right now, anyways?
Feral.
Strength.
It doesn't say.
Nice.
Oh, anytime I drink a mutagen, I turn feral.
Mutagen, supernatural, doesn't provoke.
Okay. Okay, I drink my mutagen.
Alright, you drink your mutagen.
It turns back into a goblin.
It turns into a little goblin.
Alright.
A really strong one.
So, as Davor does his own version of raging, Rager!
I rage and attack.
Shocking.
Which one are you attacking?
Holy crap, I actually hit. Same one I've been attacking the whole time, number 2.
With right. Crossbow? The goblin?
The goblin, yeah.
I hit.
I think he's dead.
Oh, probably. Oh god, max damage. 17.
Yeah.
Holy crap, he's
goodbye.
Dude, I think you would drop
anywhere
you
have duty, eh?
No kidding.
Alright, Ranger went.
Something
that he sees. The Neanderthal takes a wild swing with its weapon and then goes urgh, and falls to the ground.
Oh, classy. I put it to 0.
Yep.
Did it hit?
Nope.
Your turn's pretty straightforward.
And the orc snores. Goblins. After I check my phone. eBay! Start holiday shopping. No.
thought you were bidding on someone.
Alright, goblins. How many? There's 1, 2 left. Attack on the barbarian. Misses. And the attack on the alchemist. Uh-oh, more hits.
I'm just getting raised.
Jeez, man.
Too many to heal here.
That's like, I'm the tank. Everybody attack me, man. They're all like, no, what about him?
No, that guy seems way easier to hit.
Whoa, big threat. Yeah.
Dude,
that was a big
fire. And do that through fire. Hit 2 of them. Dude who has only just downed one of them.
I don't know. Well, technically, I downed the orc earlier.
He
was coming through the door. Not even that. I'm more thinking the fact that, like, I'm standing in the doorway being all imposing. And they're just like... Oh, let's
like,
that guy.
Hey, how you doing?
No, oh, yeah, you're being imposing. Everyone walked right by you.
Yeah.
But that will be 3 points on the alchemist. What do you say?
3.
Oh, yeah. We're going to pop some heals.
Oh, yeah. When we get there.
Kind of surrounded there.
I did tell you guys about my rage power, right? If I'm raging when I go down,
five step
half
there
of that last attack that puts me to
Vince,
zero
you're up.
Becomes subdual.
5 foot step and...
coup de grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remove him from the board.
Yeah, he's not going to live through
that. He's not provoking any attacks. He can't make floor an action. He's done.
Yeah.
And that guy's just kind of
die. You. All right. As well,
he's just like, you're asleep.
All right. Why are you grabbing a drink?
Oh, well.
I do.
You do mind? Oh, God.
DC 15.
That's over.
Yep.
I'll grab it.
He will make
trust.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. He's grabbing one layer there.
Usually, just gonna like say, "Yeah, I'm gonna go get it in a second."
And the
Yager goes right away. I was like, "Oh, well, totally, totally hosed my plan on making you like ask twice."
Thank you.
1, 2, 3 for us.
1, 2, 3.
It's just like no one hears you but me.
Mm-hmm. The hobgoblin moves
yes,
up and attacks the monk. Doesn't matter.
Which guy? Oh, this guy does.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I try to pay your pause.
Hey, does he have to... hold on for a second. Does he have to walk by me?
He doesn't have to do that. He walks
he
in
the way. He can
go
like this.
Yeah. And misses.
Is he smart enough for that?
Yes. He's a hobgoblin.
Hobgoblin. He was the dude that
leader.
Was training other people.
He's a leader.
Yeah.
No. He's smart.
He's totally got under control.
He's like 9 intelligence.
Kobolds.
He does.
Fun with kobolds.
He's actually 11 or 12.
2 on the barbarian. Wow, they're pathetic.
Remember, I'm easier to hit because I'm raging.
I know, but even so, they're pretty pathetic.
Don't worry, they'll hit Daymar.
Yeah. Put me down.
Well, actually, no, they miss.
A mosquito flies into the room and cranks Daymar for 4.
What? Daymar.
That's the biggest mosquito you've ever seen. Oh, yeah, tonight will be
full attack action.
It's actually a strike.
Are you able to
try to say?
So I have 2 claws attacks and 1 bite attack. They're
yes.
all primary. So I'm able to do those.
No, claws will be secondary, but it'll be primary.
They aren't. They're all primary.
You get 3 primaries?
I looked that up. I might say your claws are primary and your bite secondary.
No, I thought I said all 3 of them were primary.
No.
That'd be nasty.
You
guys got control.
That'd be very nasty.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought that's why I took it.
Well, you'd still
either
have
way,
so you're get 3
better.
Natural attacks
yeah.
either way.
Yeah.
Mine's at -5. 2 more -5, probably.
Beep.
Curtis, stop
these
swearing.
Are primary attacks. He gains the ultimate's full base attack force. He gains 2 claw attacks and a bite attack. These are primary attacks.
Yep.
Wow. Amazing. Is the damage the same for them?
1d6 for claws.
It uses full primary
so
attack.
1d8 for bite.
That is
and
vicious.
And he gets a +2 confidence bonus on intimidate.
And later I'll take where I go
yeah,
up the sides.
They're all primaries.
Okay.
That's
why
I say provoke
to get hit
by all 3.
No, you still
no.
need to make attack with 1 natural attack.
This is a full attack action he's doing here.
So
alright, so how are you aiming these?
You
have
to hit with
well,
no,
do
no,
I have to decide before?
No, you can decide round
okay,
by round.
I'm
going
to bite this guy.
First.
I'm just saying if he
so
wasn't if you take a minus 5.
Well, you're gonna be hit. It's like
six,
an 18
19.
Or 19. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
oh, don't forget if you're attacking with all of them, there are still penalties.
No,
they're all primary. You don't take
yeah.
penalties.
No.
Nope. They're all primary.
See that's why I think it's kind of insane.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's awesome. That's what it says.
It's 10 damage. Is
and later on,
yeah,
like
10 damage. He's touch
Curtis. It's only 1
claw
around.
And like
3 attacks.
See,
3 attacks around.
It's all right because it's 3, but even so, that would be something that I would pay attention to.
Oh, nat 20.
He's dead.
It's got natural 20.
Okay. He's pretty much toast. These guys don't have a lot of hit points.
He confirmed it.
I confirmed
that guy's just dead.
And my last claw attack.
Keeping in mind, you get an extra +2 on this one.
Why?
He's blanking.
Oh,
that's right.
20.
This guy's dead too. Well, he only hit for 6, 7.
No, because I have +5 modifier now.
7.
So 7, yeah.
Who's left? What numbers are those?
I got really mad and was like,
no. Not 7. They're primary natural attacks. You had strength and a half. Well,
no.
Unless it's worded differently. Read the book, ask
no,
what modifier
there's only
tells.
A few select ones that are strength and a half.
Only when you're using 2 hands or stuff like that.
No,
there are some natural attacks, but usually it's limited to the bite, where it's something you're putting your full body into.
So would my body be...
But most claw attacks, the first claw that hits is still a strength and a half.
Most claws are half strength.
First one usually just full strength.
Two of them, they go half.
Alright.
It's usually full strength.
That was Dayward's awesome turn. Raven, your targets are dwindling now.
Yeah.
But you do have a dude in front of you.
5 foot step. Put some arrows in his chest.
Later on, one of my discoveries for my master chemist is
lowest roll.
All my natural attacks go up one, like all size right, categories.
Sadly, one was not a crit though.
You know what'd be funny is when I large person you see.
The only thing I think I think that's
one of my spells
is the fact that huge. It's all maximum has 3 attacks.
Then it'll go up another step.
17 damage.
Just sitting there powering over red dragon.
No
I'm
point
blank
cut.
He's down.
Black black. Arrows
he's
in the chest.
Big.
Well, he's 5 feet in front of me. If I missed, I'd be embarrassed.
Such a high pull it too.
Knock 2 arrows, he's just
Ranger.
Done. Four goes in a large
don't
person.
Don't you wish cleave?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
The goblin, I guess.
From one target,
nat
one.
Miss.
Nat two.
Close enough.
Well, assuming a 9 misses.
Yes.
That's not a figure to bite.
Goblin. Its back is turned to the rest of the fight. It's not. It hasn't seen the horrible, horrible massacre.
He still thinks they stand a chance.
He turns around. Oh, shit.
AC.
You pass me the advanced players.
Wait, you're bad. I kiss off the alchemy stick.
Well, it did hit me for a lot of damage.
Ranger can take the point of damage.
Yeah, that's what I'm
bad. Well, actually, now that I've taken his mutagen, I probably wouldn't.
As Morris' turn?
I will.
Your mutagen lasts an hour per level?
I will 5 foot step.
No.
It lasts pretty
it was only
long.
Like 10 minutes.
5 foot step. Because I'm able to hit with flanking.
Like a lot of rounds, but I thought it was only like 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
How much? 10 minutes per 10.
Level? Yeah, per level, I think.
Per 11. Level. So 20. The last 20 minutes.
20?
11.
11 miss.
Guess. 13 with flanking, but I still think it misses.
The ones that are not flanking will say have to sleep.
Hey you.
15 it needs to hit?
Yeah.
Let's question.
He falls faster than the other one. Eivor.
Oh, but sorry, I filled my will save.
We're off and going nuts again.
Well, 5 foot step.
Full attack action on one guy.
I think he's dead.
Natural 20.
Yeah, he's dead.
I'm not sure.
Just move him.
Yeah, I think he's dead, though.
You guys are visibly disturbed by what the half-orc does to the goblin.
But he bites his head off.
Yeah.
Dude!
I'm not hungry. And then whoever's next between me and the Inquisitor takes a full round
action. Raven and then Ranger. So,
yeah.
But Raven cannot coup de grace.
Coup de grace.
Yes.
Oh, we should have questioned him, so he didn't know any secrets.
I did.
He said,
I know Goblin, I could have questioned him.
Alright, search the bodies. Loot the bodies.
One's missing a helmet.
And a head.
So, cool.
You were well fed. Plus one stamina.
I'm still eating one of the goblins.
Yes. Yes, you are.
You pitch AIDS.
Three.
And they call me gay. Sorry.
Three small spears. Three small leather armors.
Actually, I didn't expect it just to wipe them out in like one turn.
You're kind of this dude. You kind of walked in there. It took a couple turns.
Well, it's like one turn, we start fighting.
For the hobgoblin, you have a longsword, a longbow, and studded leather, and a light wooden shield.
How many of those were there?
Just one. Ten
magic on all of this.
And
stuff.
Sorry, what was that? Longsword?
Longsword?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
You take magic.
Studded leather, medium, and shield. Well, I really shouldn't. Sizes don't matter because you guys aren't going to use this stuff. You're just going to sell it.
The witch detects magic on all of it.
Nope.
I detect magic in the room.
I'll get to that.
Keep going.
Because we
three falchions, three
yeah,
javelins,
to take magic,
three studded leather.
It's 60 feet. It's just 60 feet awesome. One cast. It just glows, I guess.
Vomit. Swarm. I vomit okay. out like a swarm.
Three small
bugs.
Yeah,
nice. Wasps.
Just spit in his dude's eyes.
Light wood shields?
Light wood shields. Okay. Three leather, three short sword, three short bow.
Short sword, short bow?
So we get half a page of loot.
And among them, we're able to find. Ooh.
Where do you go? What up,
Peach? Give me a second here. I need a lot of D4s.
I have two over here if you want.
Let's see, that was 3, 3, 3, and 1, so 10.
I have two over here.
I roll a 1 and a 3 if it helps any.
Just out of nowhere.
Dude, what? You know he's rolling for loot.
I know, nothing.
I rolled 5 fours.
If it helps. I rolled a 5.
And then,
you find...
I rolled 100 on the percentile.
28 silver pieces.
Sweet.
Searching the room
and detecting magic
everywhere.
Yep.
So that already is
every square.
Every square inch of everything.
You just look and you see a glow.
Okay. Nothing glows. There is another keg in the corner of this room.
Okay.
And you also find a great club. As well as. So you find a great club, as well as another light wooden shield, a heavy wooden shield, a set of padded armor, and another of leather.
That's a lot of stuff.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes.
I got the great club, the heavy wooden shield, padded armor, another light wooden shield.
And a set of leather armor.
Another leather? Okay.
It was padded and another leather.
Okay.
The cake in this one does seem to have about, it seems about half full. There's quite a few drops left in it.
Can I use my alchemy skill to figure out what it is?
Sure. You can roll it.
18.
I'm down 8.
All right.
Or I could add my left half.
I don't know if you my whole level to
I don't know how your flexibility works.
Well, I don't know if you want to use the hex, or is this too early?
Sure.
I mean that best player's guide for a second.
That being said, with an 18, which is all you need for this,
okay.
You know that it is
nice.
Nine.
A light
nine.
Alcohol of a beer, ale, or something like that. However, it has been spiked with a concoction that you think would increase the strength of the wearer for about 10 minutes, but would subtract from their intellectual and charismatic abilities.
So it's an immunity.
Whee!
It's not magical, and you also know that more than 3 draughts make the penalties incurred permanent.
Ooh. So what does it do? It gives you...
In layman's
plus
terms,
strength,
it gives...
Minus int, minus charisma.
And wisdom.
Minus wisdom.
So plus strength, minus...
Yes. So you're aware? Paul used his hex, his daily hex on me. I am healed to full.
Thank you.
And how much strength do you get for imbibing at once?
I don't know that yet.
You'll
plus
strength minus
two
mentals.
To strength, minus 2 to mentals.
There you go.
And if you imbibe it all 3, if you take all 3 sips, you get plus 6 strength, minus 6 all mentals.
If you take it 3 times at any portion of your life, then penalties become permanent.
Oh, so you get plus 2 to strength, minus 2 to...
And
just
penalties
become permanent. Yeah.
The benefits aren't. That's
no.
kind of...
Yeah, that's why I'm staying away from it.
You can drink it twice.
As I always say, winners don't use drugs.
Let's sell it.
Unless you want
to kids at school.
Yeah, actually, we can make small vials for the children.
Yeah.
Going big.
And the party just turns decidedly evil.
What are you talking about?
Kids like booze.
Are we doing anything illegal?
Oh, you add your...
Legal has nothing to do with
level.
Good or evil. But giving kids alcohol that will permanently stunt their mental growth
Well, strictly speaking, any alcohol
is
promoting brain damage.
You get six.
And I'm going to use one of my cure lights.
So you've only used Hexes so far, right?
Yeah.
That was kind of funny. I was down by eight. And I was debating.
You cured me, and you cured me six on nine.
Yeah,
and actually, then I used one of my cure lights.
Okay.
Really?
Nice roll. Level two now.
How much?
Eight.
You're level two now, so
that's
10. That's 10.
That's 6 as
well. Oh, okay.
Groovy.
Yeah, that's much better.
17 or 20?
Oh, I am digging being level 2, guys.
You love your DR, though.
I don't know. I like when people
play it. Every time he hit me, it was like 1, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's like,
Definitely.
It certainly makes the job of being a tank easier.
7.
Wait till level 4 and the DR goes up to 2.
Yeah.
You're just standing under the wall. Those
little hard at level 4, though.
That's true.
You're standing in that little group. Little
it's level 3 that's all again.
Yeah.
Alright, so. What are you guys doing?
Resting.
No.
Recover his hexes! Recover his hexes!
Let me explore the rest of this little room.
There's this trap.
We can explore the rest of this room, and then there's the trap door I found.
True that, because we know it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, we don't know what goes around, back there.
Yeah.
Right?
And no one said that they were opening the door.
No.
I just said you found it.
No, no, yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm going down to the end of that hallway, though.
I totally found a trap door, guys. I'll show you where it is once we finish checking things out.
I searched. No, I think it's evil.
I searched down here.
This is weird. Just give me a second here.
Yep. Are we going to let that dude run in on his own, or just to help?
We'll be following him.
What do we see in like, the training room?
Actually,
there should be like stuff around there.
You just see blatantly a ladder leading up into what appears to be a trap door. It goes up around 10 feet or so.
So hey check guys, it? Come check this out.
Found a trap door.
Found a trap door.
Is there anything in this room?
Like I said, that's where you found an extra shield or a great club. Right. The keg.
Moving on up.
I don't have anything to carry the keg.
A keg itself is kind of a carrying device.
You carry a barrel. Really big.
No. Okay. It's not a huge keg. It's...
Where'd it go?
Like, call it 2 foot by 1 foot. 2 foot high, 1 foot diameter.
Well, that's not that big at all.
I may be saying a little smaller than what it actually is, but it's like a reasonable size, something a person could carry.
Mini kegs.
Yeah, it's not a huge one.
It's not
full.
It's
a tiny thing, keg, man.
It's not completely full, no.
It was like almost half empty.
Yeah, about half empty or half full. Depends on how you
look
at it.
And obviously, you got a whole damn. It's oracle sometime.
Oh, what?
I see we capture someone and like make them chug a whole bunch of it.
Yeah, they can't be.
What? The dying corpses on the ground?
Actually,
no, we capture someone.
What we should do is just take
it's like a member of that opposing adventuring group.
I was waiting how long that would take.
And then we'll capture one and be like, guess what? Now your sorcerer is dumb!
And more importantly, uncharismatic. The dumb I think they could live with. I mean, we put up with Mike.
He was actually more useful when
he was an idiot.
I wasn't even talking about his character.
That's kind of what I assumed.
Alright, what are you guys doing?
Let's go up the ladder.
Yeah.
Let's go down to the trap door.
I checked the ladder for traps.
Very good. You do not think the ladder is trapped?
I don't think the ladder's trapped.
Oh, good. I climb ladder.
All right.
I'm like this.
Okay, the final revelation for the bones thing is awesome. Cast animate dead at will, no component.
If we can clear the map and move to room 7. I'm gonna guess it's in that direction. Or maybe. Nope, never mind. Hey, it's like I planned this.
Probably not. Doubtful, yeah. Where do we pop up? Have you been here before?
We weren't there.
I don't know where we are.
Oh, that room looks familiar.
You guys were there before.
Mm-hmm. We were over here, yeah. That was the altar that you sacrificed shit on.
Did we go out this door? You actually entered originally from that door.
Yeah, no, but
that,
did we move through this one?
I think so. It leads back to room one. It's pretty apparent.
Yeah, we were there.
Oh, okay. It leads back to the big hallway.
Oh, I think Glenn opened it and closed it.
Yeah.
There's a hairy wall over here.
Okay, so.
She's European.
Old wine racks fill this chamber.
Ooh. There's wine in them. Is there wine in them?
Good playful.
Yeah, otherwise, I mean, it's dark room. You think you might hear water dripping from somewhere. But it appears to be some sort of wine cellar.
You're avoiding the big question. Is there wine?
There does appear to be some bottles on the racks.
Dibs.
Piss off.
Okay. You're a bright-eyed drunk man.
Searching.
Everywhere.
Just use your diplomacy on him.
Searching.
Are you going to get a really great one? Well, I take these two.
Searching, you're able to find two intact bottles of wine.
One for you, one for me.
You also find a torn and yellowed page.
What?
Torn and yellowed page.
Let's read it.
It doesn't look torn.
Handout time.
Mistress Cordelia believes me unaware of the secret passages descending into the dungeons below the keep. But of course I know about them. How could I call myself head butler and not know such a thing? This keep and its staff are my responsibility, after all. I know very well that she creeps down the hidden steps to her chapel of darkness, there to revere her dark god. Somehow the master does not seem to know about her proclivities. Who uses a word like proclivities?
A butler.
Seriously. It is certainly not my place to reveal such information. But I will anyway. But I worry that if word were to get out regarding the pact she has forged with the creature Rivenick, all the world would take up arms against the duchy rather than allow her to use that terrible knife which you gave to your girlfriend. Possibly. I fear for us all, either way. My poor master, he's not that poor, he can afford a butler, deserves a better fate than this.
My poor master, who hasn't paid me over 3 months.
He deserves a better wife than that. I'm not saying that out loud.
Say it out loud.
Say it.
Malefic Herodin?
Maleficent?
No. Malefic.
Oh, okay.
Herodin.
How do you spell that?
Harridan.
I assume it's similar to a harlot.
That dumb whore. Perhaps I can take matters into my own hands. If only I can get my hands on that knife and destroy it, or hide it, I know just the place. The North Tower. So, what can we glean from this information?
Go to the North Tower.
Obviously the butler with a huge bag.
The butler took the knife
in
the North Tower. That's where he killed the...
Is this the North Tower? There's a north.
This is the wine cellar.
Oh, we're up.
Oh, it's a map with a north on it. Shit, we're there.
We're up in, like, the keep area.
All of this is below ground.
Well, this goes up, doesn't it?
No, you're still below ground. You haven't gone above ground, even... Like, you're 10 feet above the rest of the general area of this level, you think? There's no light coming in from the ceiling.
Wasn't there supposed to be...
Anyway, Cain Kalin's Code of Ethics number 31 says if you find booze that's free, you should fucking drink it. Let's drink.
Hold on.
Would you like me to test it with my alchemy first to make sure it's not that stuff?
I'll test it with my alchemy first. I drain like a quarter of the bottle and then hand it over.
I hope it's that stupid poison.
Caden Kalen blesses me.
Alright, isn't there supposed to be a keep around here on our way in here?
This place is the remains of Troidal Keep. There used to be a keep here about around 100 years ago.
Child.
Like this used to be where the Duke lived, but 100 years ago.
Isn't there like a keep on top of it?
Hip no, no, no. Heaven.
Barest
you
remains.
Go to heaven.
It was
just there's a skill called Awesome Display. I don't even know what it does yet, but it's awesome.
Sounds cool.
All the awesome display.
Would you if I get like a glass of water or something like that? A drink? I don't care.
So I grab a Coke.
Please and thank you.
Which one is there? Still sounds like there's something there.
I tried to move them over.
Carter picked up a flat on the way over.
I love this stuff.
I know.
You're dangerously bad.
Okay, I take that back. When I say I drink a quarter of the bottle and hand it over, what I mean is there might be a few drops left.
That is really good.
Fuck yeah!
it's like 200 wine.
Makes me feel good. Now we can go into the snowstorm. I feel warm.
Huh? Sure. On the snowstorm.
He's drunk. Weird. He drank his wine. Oh. He decided the quarter wasn't good enough. He got drunk.
Is there any drops left to like?
There's drops.
The alchemy.
There's drops. There's drops and a whole second bottle. To be fair.
Piss off.
Can I figure out what?
Not match up.
The alchemy from the drops that are left from his.
Sure. Roll it.
Oh, there you go. 14.
Mm-hmm. You should check my bottle. Just...
He gets to see my note.
Well, he drank some of that wine, too.
He tested the drops.
Okay. I like notes. Okay, so what are you guys doing now?
Request to find out why the alchemist is laughing about the bottle of wine.
He's drunk.
What's so funny?
Well, you asked me.
I did. That's what we did.
It's just wine. It's apparently really good wine.
Fucking good wine.
Good wine. It says it's awesome. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
This is really old, good
it's
wine.
Like, you kind of hear Caden Kalen saying for a second, I don't often drink wine.
That's
when I do.
When I do, I find it in the bottom of a dungeon.
The great thing is that's probably true.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, so, it's times like this I wish D&D worked like NetHack. In NetHack, when you worship a god and you offer something to him, it just disappears and your fealty to your god goes up or down. So it's like, grab that bottle of wine and be like, Caden, try this shit.
The second bottle of wine disappears. You really think the god of drink and victory is going to say no to free booze?
Kenny, you should come clear out this dungeon with us. You found wine and beer that makes you strong.
You need to give him the poison.
Give an int penalty to a god. Congratulations.
You did become god by accident.
I was assuming Caden Kalen kind of worked like Chuck Norris. He can drink all the magical beer in the world and never take a permanent stat penalty.
Yeah,
he
no.
likes being a bit fuzzy. Curtis, it's how he became a god. He was a bit fuzzy at the time.
Yeah. Curtis, you know what? I was actually sitting in Doran. They're just doing shit and tons of other Chuck Norris jokes.
Shocking.
That's kind of what they do.
Well, it was the first time I just saw it happen in Doran.
Oh. Hang out in Barrens someday.
I have. I've never seen it in Barrens.
Really?
Never.
How's that saying go? Mike? What was it, on a t-shirt or something? The Barons, because Chuck Norris...
The Barons chat, because Chuck Norris is that awesome and your mom is that easy.
Okay. Well, I'd love to get that shirt.
It's an awesome too. Shirt.
So, the Taurus comes out of the wall and eats you all. I mean, what are you guys doing next?
Let's go over here.
I have to re-roll because the Taurus just ate me.
Nice. No, I correct myself.
New,
I
is
mean,
at least new car?
Or,
yeah? New car.
Taurus. Okay, hold on. So, where
it's
do
the Emerald Army.
Where does that door lead?
You don't know. You haven't opened that door.
I opened the door.
All right. Opening the door.
They're barbarian music.
Down shots. You hear a cacophony of squeaks and see a floor. Actually,
what?
Carpet of mice. Sure. Apparently, I wish he mentioned if doors are open or closed a bit more often. I'll just say it's closed, and you're opening it. So, yes, you hear cacophony of squeaks and stuff, and the floor covered in bat guano. As you open the door and light pours in, there's already a swarm of activity coming. It's my move.
It smells like bat guano, and there's a bunch of bats flying towards you when you open the door. Throw a light in there. Oh, no, they're not really.
It's Batman's room.
And all of a sudden, you hear a whisper behind you. I'm Batman.
There's bats in there.
Throw your bomb in there.
Do you want to touch my utility belt?
Yes, actually.
I'm Batman. Okay, alright.
Best pickup line in the world? I'm Batman.
Okay.
All right then.
So we're not going in that room.
Just throw a bomb in there.
Second best pickup line.
Yeah.
Hammer is my penis.
Have you guys seen Dr. Horrible? Anybody who has it, I'll loan you the DVD. It's a musical.
It's brilliant.
It's about 45 minutes long. Got Neil Patrick Harris, Nathan Fillion. But the hero in the musical is Captain Hammer, and at one point he's talking to the villain, and he's like, and these are not the hammer, and he walks away. Then a few seconds later he walks back, the hammer is my penis.
Sam, we have to edit that so we don't spoil it, it'll just be go see Dr. Horrible. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, you're in the room, you saw the bat room, the bat cave.
Yep.
You don't want to go in the bat cave.
No.
Smoke them out.
I don't like bats. They might get in my hair.
Yes.
There's a continual sounds of squeaks and fluttering, but it kind of gets a little lighter as you keep watch on the door.
Question.
Yes.
How does my light spell work?
Light on a bat.
If I cast it,
you can touch something.
Yes.
You cast light on it.
If I cast light on, let's say, a piece of wood, I touch it and the entire piece of wood glows?
I'm more so going to say, to a degree, it'll glow, but not more than like a fist-sized area. The light emanates from that.
Poke it more.
So you can't touch the entire bookcase that's 20 feet long and have the entire bookcase glow.
If I touch one board in the door, though, both sides of the board are going to glow, so the light's going to go inside the room as well. Yes?
I'm going to rule that's just kind of emanates from where you touch. It doesn't go through.
I have the magic touch.
Open the door and touch that side.
I don't want to open the door again.
I can ready an action to shoot bat.
The bats are going to get my hair.
Cast light on an arrow.
I cast light on an arrow, and then I go stand in the far corner of the room away from the bats.
Okay. What are you talking about? Away from the bats?
Yeah, I think we need some other things in here, because assumingly everyone has apparently entered in.
I guess all of them.
And where is the door with all the bats? And this over here?
Yeah. Door. B. the only door in that room.
Somebody's going to open the door up for me to shoot an arrow.
I'll open the door to the safe side of the door.
I'm ready in action to shoot a bat if I see one.
I'm assuming it's going to be a swarm. So
I'm going to ping a bat and close the door.
I grab a torch.
The bombs will kind of fuck this. Actually, why am I sitting that close? I got like fucking lots of range down there. The barbarian or the octopus will come be like, hey, it's a swarm. Boom, it's gone.
And the barbarian's like, get away from me.
That's what the pussy is doing for me.
The boy's asleep.
One bat.
Hey, put one. 2,000 more to go.
A nasty monster in that room would be something like a choker.
We could deal with a choker.
Not very well.
No, we could.
We're like gonna open the door really quick and close it. It's gonna like grab someone, drag their ass in there, and then we'll be like, oh, no way.
It won't be me though.
It's gonna come like a big ooze above your head right here.
Yeah.
That's right above the corner. Oh, what?
So we kill you off? Why? Should we kill you?
They're like amazingly amazing healers.
Okay.
First level, take lifelink. You can make one life bond per oracle level with a player. If they're below zero, they heal 5. Being their turn, you take 5.
Oh, okay.
I can basically keep everybody up all the time and just have myself ready to heal.
Then you run out of heals and everyone gets hit that round. Okay, initiatives, I guess.
Which is still better early games, so you can heal people. 16. 22. 25.
16 for Davor. 25 for Inquisitor.
Yep.
That's Mora. Sorry, what was that for the monk?
23, I believe.
Yeah, 22.
Yes. 22 for Raven. Paul?
47.
27.
Nice roll.
The Barbarian. 20.
20.
20?
Did you roll 5?
Ranger.
Okay.
15.
The door opens, and there's a wall of bats that are immediately going to try and fly out.
Shooting a related arrow at them.
We'll get to that. You kind of just open the door, too. You can't open the door and shoot an arrow.
He had already
opened the door.
He's opening the door. I'm standing back.
We're standing behind the door while he shoots in.
All right.
Yeah, it was tag team effort, bro.
Okay, do that.
22.
Yeah, you shoot an arrow into a swarm of bats. Maybe hit one. Kind of hard to see right now.
It's a light arrow.
Do you want me to roll damage or not?
No.
Well, I was like, nah, you don't need to.
Yeah.
Unnecessary. Can we see what's in the room now?
I kind of just said there's a wall of bats that are rapidly trying to escape at the moment.
That's what we see.
Guess?
That's what you guys see. I'm towering in the corner.
Spacklet.
So, as Moore and Raven basically have their turn before guests now.
Was there actually a torch around that could have used?
Sorry?
Yeah, I thought five of them or something.
Okay, so some he's giving you mark a torch off. You have a lit torch, apparently.
Okay.
Because I assume you don't actually have one of your own, so.
I don't know if I do or not.
They're not. They use sun rods in standard kits in these editions.
I didn't actually use it by standard kit Xbox.
I don't know. If someone else has torches. You can have
four torches.
You have a torch on your own.
I have a dark vision. Do I see anything?
It's dark vision doesn't let you see through bats.
Oh. You need bat vision.
Mm. Alright, I'll swing.
I'm Batman.
Okay, so yeah, are you doing it?
What? I'll swing in with the torch.
Oh, let's draw up the approximate room.
I didn't want to get brain drain.
So you're moving up then?
Sure.
So did you like step to the side as you pulled it
forward?
I think which way does the door open?
I think we'll push them back. Almost back.
Is the door open our way?
Nope.
Open
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah, certainly. Has to be half that.
That means.
Nice.
That means there's treasure.
Yes.
Batman's hiding it.
Hey, that's good fertilizer.
So, your
mushrooms.
I don't know what it is. Just base attack? Right?
Yeah, it's a base attack. I'm just kind of wondering, are you stepping into the room?
No. I think they were flying out.
What were you doing?
They haven't had
I was opening and moving.
That, like, the moment they opened the door.
Where were you moving? Before,
well, they're flapping. They're getting ready to come.
In theory, yes, there's a couple bats going through, but ultimately they need their initiative.
When he opened the door, he was stepping out of the way because he was shooting the arrow in.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's the monkey has precise shot, so he doesn't really need to do that, but okay, that's fine. If you want to step
still
up then.
Trust him.
But yeah, sorry. For the record, the door opens into the room there. Just to slam against the one wall that's on this side.
Okay. I think I will move right here. And when they come in into the room, I'll smack them.
Symbolism.
Okay. It popped up in here. Symbology.
Spontaneous symbology.
Yeah. To change whatever to do just before theirs, I guess. To smack them.
Alright. Yeah.
Do you ready action to move back?
I think so. Reaction on the condition that
you can ready any standard or less action.
But I was wondering, I ready action when a person charges me to step back.
You can do that, but keep in mind you can't have taken a standard action that turn.
No, yeah.
That's basically your entire turn to step back out of the ring. Okay, so guess is getting ready to attack. Rager. You hear that horrible squeaking sound again. You see a bat fly out. It seems like it's aiming for your hair. And then you hear a whisper behind you. I'm Batman.
Start destroying the wine racks. Start flailing around.
I'm Batman.
You miss me. I'm Batman. In seriousness, doing anything or just stepping back and saying, you guys take care of your own trouble?
I'm basically, if the party starts getting in trouble, I'm going to intervene, but...
Okay. But for now...
Yeah. I've decided randomly my character is scared of bats. Right on. Kind of like last week when I decided my character's gay.
Just always been a fag.
Apparently your character also is just has like long flowing hair.
Like just attractive people. Either sex.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard to prove when I haven't had sex with a woman, so... that's kind of like me saying right now I'm bisexual. I've never had sex with a guy, so that currently makes me hetero, I guess.
Anyway, but if you want to have sex with a guy, that would make you
definitions of sexuality aside, Daybor's turn is next.
Bomb.
Hey, baby.
I'll throw a bomb in there.
Alright, roll it.
Just roll it, roll it, roll it.
15.
15. What square were you aiming at?
I was aiming actually at it, so.
Well, what specific square?
Aim it like that.
Like there.
There?
Okay. Didn't quite hit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
8.
So it hits there. Reflex. Okay. Several of them burn as there's an explosion slightly away from where you intended to hit. And bats.
Completely.
Well, swarms hate AoE. Burning hands basically kill the swarm.
I have that.
You get your action? Because it's moving out of the room.
No, I don't.
What was your action?
He swung right where none of the bats are flying. We're just gonna.
Now they engulf me.
We're just gonna have them there for now. I forget, are swarms mutable?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That makes better sense. Let's do swarms using dice, then.
Usually pennies is the most common.
I don't have pennies.
So how about ice cubes?
Icy squares. Every time you kill an icy square,
oh,
you get
icy square, yeah. I was going to say, ice cubes, the water doesn't sound good for the map. And,
I'm not sure if they still provoke. Do they provoke at all for moving into squares or not?
Yes.
I think they do.
Certainly do.
So you two chumps get a hex opportunity.
Yes. They certainly do.
Do I get two?
No.
You've got combat reflexes.
More than one.
Okay, sure, if you want.
That's just 11.
I rolled 2 threes.
Yeah,
flanking?
Yes.
You can't flank a swarm.
Yep.
I know.
Alright, so...
I rerolled 18.
Throw another bomb at them.
Acid splash doesn't have splash damage. It sucks.
Huh? Yep. Oh, the spell? Mm-hmm. It's not a splash damage spell.
I was hoping it would
do one splash damage.
That'd be silly.
It'd be cool.
It'd be OP for a zero-level spell.
I have my flask.
There it is. OP for a zero-level spell.
No, it's three damage tops.
Yes, no.
I'm going to injure you guys if I throw my bomb in there, though.
What's that fault?
Better than no damage, though.
I know. But, I mean, that's the most damage you're ever going to get out of a zero-level spell.
At the rate
if
that
it,
I hit.
If it had a splash
all
or
right.
One...
At the
I
rate
want
I hit is better.
9 damage.
I want Guess and Asmora to make me a fort save. And both you can take 2 points of damage.
I'm pretty sure I make it.
What is it?
19 plus 5, I think.
Yeah, you can totally make it.
I got 14
plus 6.
You both make it. And.
So we're not okay. Nauseated.
And back to Asmora.
Guess I'm on top of a bat.
Your entire flying. Square is covered in bats. They're flying all around you. Some of them are even pooping on you at this very moment. Some are crawling on you. You have a little baby that's wriggling underneath clothes and getting into uncomfortable spots.
It's trying to go direct era.
The bats are trying to get you pants.
There's like maybe a swarm of like 1,000 or something bats in these squares.
Oh, the first thing left.
With the force of a hurricane!
To do.
If you're, you have to be a 10th level arcane caster.
Oh,
convert
the thing
any
goes.
Spell slot into a ray worth 2d6 plus 1d6 per spell level.
Zero level spells, 2d6 damage.
Yeah. Convert any spell you want into
can't
a
use
zero. Damage attack.
Why?
It says it right here.
You can't use your level.
Because you don't get a whole bunch of
those. You have unlimited zero
levels. Well, hey, awesome. Can I use it?
Yeah. Are you an arcane spellcaster?
Yeah.
Caster level 10th. You can use it.
That's a wise way.
Anyway.
But yeah, so, convert anything into a ray, 2d6
as more
plus 1d6 per caster per level of the spell slot.
16.
So a first level spell becomes a
3d6. Yeah, you might hit one or two of them.
Sure.
But you're covered in hundreds of them.
It's spontaneous as a standard.
It's doing nothing over.
Yeah. How do I move out?
Hmm.
I guess a 5-foot step from where I was.
Okay.
You hear?
Raven's turn?
Drop the bow, 5-foot step, forge staff. Miss.
It's magical, isn't it?
I think you're gonna. I think you're gonna hit them anyway.
Yeah,
there's
I'm,
so many.
I'm
you're
pretty sure I'm
at
12.
Fuck. I mean, yeah, you hit
here,
some, but
do I hit
mean,
the 12?
You hit some bats, but it's not really doing anything to.
You're effectively trying to demoralize the swarm.
Yeah. You hit one or two out of a swarm of a couple thousand.
I know. Just, you know, if you actually hit for serious damage, that's where you're taking out some of the leaders, or
you hit a swarm.
So
you got
after Raven,
where you hit
yes.
one of them and it starts hitting the other one's fine.
Yeah.
You hit one and it just flies around.
I can attack with inside it, right?
Yeah.
Right, so I'll swing inside it and then move outside down. Just spin around like a wild woman. 19 to hit.
Freak out!
You hit a couple bats.
With my torch?
Yeah.
Does it do like fire damage?
Yeah, they light on fires. A couple bats.
That's kind of mean.
Do like swarms just not take damage anymore?
Well, someone will roll a. I'll say this is fair enough. They have weapon immunity.
is a swarm of flying bats. You're not going to hit them with just one...
Oh, I know, but I thought that's a torch was what you're using. Because it could cause catching fire.
I don't know about bats. I believe with some insects that works. As far as reading the swarm traits, I found nothing about the torch doing damage.
I was going to back off that.
That was also why I stayed away from this. Because I knew I couldn't do anything. We need a spell, basically.
We've got bombs, brah. Well, no, I was pretty sure the torch would work, that's why.
Well,
I
wish you guys back off. Well, your character has just found out for the first time that torch doesn't do a whole lot to a swarm of bats.
We're just spitting my awesome quarter staff.
So, that was guess, Ranger.
Still kind of cowering in the corner.
Okay, Dave Orr.
Throw a bomb at that one.
Roll to hit. Nope, man, scatter somewhere.
Sweet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Lands on our friend, Inquisitor.
For that matter,
I splashed down
make
three
a
reflex
save, too. Yep. Do you have evasion?
I don't get evasion.
Why would I? Well, I splashed down two.
It's only a DC 14. That's going to make it. So I think they capped out at 2. 2.
I got a 16.
You make it save. So
both of you take 2 points of damage. And...
Swarm takes a shit ton.
They'll take it quite a bit.
Because they take out 3 squares.
Well, not only that, the swarms take damage and a half from area of effect spell. Well, as long as they haven't changed.
Yeah. The swarm numbers seem quite a bit decreased by the burst. A couple more fly off in directions, other of them are twitching burnt crisps on the ground. But there are still several hundred that are swarmed together.
So it's still a large area? Don't swarms get smaller?
Not really. They just kind of stay that way, and when you do enough damage, they just dissipate.
Well, they got smaller and smaller as you beat them down.
Some people might do that, but yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, so not quite, but...
So...
This would be funny if I...
Fort save!
Where is one of the... This swarm has to move. It's not connected to its buddies.
It moved onto the Inquisitor Square.
Oh, okay.
So the monk and the inquisitor can make a fortitude save. The inquisitor and the witch can take a point of damage as they find their wounds seem to bleed.
22. I think I'm good. Can save anyways.
26.
Jesus. What kind of saves do you have?
And in addition,
you roll a 20.
The
one time to roll 20. I think I had to roll like 11 or something.
The monk and the inquisitor will take 3 points of damage.
Owie!
So, Vince and Paul, you both caught that your wounds are bleeding?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sleeping.
Oh, it's not like you were sleeping, that's why I did that. Sorry.
As Mora.
You're sitting there all eyes closed like.
You should be at 10 hit points because your wound bled.
I have nothing to do. Opening
this door was a bad idea. Move out of the swarm.
You're like fucking Nora the Wary. Everything's a bad idea.
No, only things that are absolutely bum-fuck retarded.
That was my normal move.
No,
I can't move that
far. The torch would actually do damage.
Move back and...
Well, but where would you get that idea necessarily?
I've done it before.
Has your character done that before?
Well, this one.
Oh. Exactly. That'd be same. I think that was something related specifically to the insects. The swarms, yeah.
I'm 30, and
it also used to work with rat swarms.
Okay, are you using a heal check or a cure?
Just a heal check. It's fine. I got plus 7 before.
What did you roll?
I don't think I've seen it. 14.
You do indeed stop the bleeding.
Oh, look at that.
Raven.
Yeah, I'll pretty much do the same thing.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Heal check. Nope. Well, unless the heal check DC is 12.
Yeah, you stop it bleeding.
Oh, fantastic.
That's why you always have to don't do, assume that you didn't do it.
That was Raven. Guess.
He's half asleep. No, I've seen.
You see what he's got? Can do anything against him?
Ooh. No, I don't think there's any judgments.
Can you sleep them?
I'm looking at that.
That'd be cool. Sleep like 500 bats that'll fall to the ground.
Move.
You'd just be running around stomping on bat heads.
Any damage wakes it up.
You're stomping on his head. I think it's screwed.
You don't wake all of them up.
With sleep, you're targeting one creature at a time. You don't think it would be effective against a swarm.
Because it says a witch can target a creature.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, if it was the regular sleep spell, you'd be aces.
I hex myself to full. I'm guessing that myself to bleeding.
Yes, quite. Ranger.
Yeah, still not getting involved.
And,
Yeah, still not getting involved.
Good.
If you have the bottle, we can set the fire and throw it.
Davor.
Molotov.
That would make him kill me.
Step.
He's strangling me, I bet.
Number two.
I know the value of wine. It's not going in there. I've beaten Kaelin with my god. I like wine.
17.
Probably one of the reasons why there's in this room.
Full damage.
Probably, but
sorry. That area takes full, everyone else
does. Oh, well, you roll your damage.
You roll damage now, because you actually hit something. 2 plus it.
No, plus 4. So 6.
Alright, with that final burst of flame, the remaining bats fly off into the ceiling. Out back towards the entrance or back to the room.
Go pick one.
And you are rid of the bat swarm.
Hell yeah, yeah!
Would I still be mutagened?
It lasts
sure.
10 minutes. You probably
still it takes a bat.
Oh, 20 minutes. It lasts 20 minutes.
A reasonable amount of time. I think you may have another room, and then it starts to fade.
I can still throw bombs.
Yeah. Did we ever figure out, does for some reason your damage get reduced while you're mutagened and intelligence is down? Did we ever make a ruling on that? Because your damage is based on your int mod, right?
Indeed it is.
I think the bombs you made previous would...
Yeah, but I made them previously.
Like, it would be the bombs themselves that he's modifying?
But he's mixing them at the moment.
Is he mixing them just before, or just putting a reagent in?
He pops his magic into them just at the right moment.
Yeah, but the magic's already prepared, though.
The magic is part of you. You can prepare so many a day. It's... I don't know. I'm fine either way, ultimately, because it's, like, one point of damage. It's so minuscule. I'm just wondering if we had made a ruling on that before.
I don't think we ever found it out, and we never called anything specific.
We'll just say you get your 1 point. Yay.
Fantastic.
All right. You got a room that is now bat-free.
Let's check it out.
You keep hearing that voice. I'm Batman.
How can we scoop up all the bat guano and sell it for fertilizer?
Let's
research Batman's room.
Yep. I want to tell. I searched the bat cave. You're probably still afraid of going in there for fear of bats.
You stay in the corner.
I mean you guys. You're the bat pussy.
By we, I mean you guys. I'm going to stay out here and guard the entrance. And
don't speak for my character. Maybe I don't want to search the bat room.
I'm going to search the bat room.
Okay.
My character.
All right.
I'm not going in there.
The room is shit all over the floor.
It doesn't bother me at all.
They may need a detect magic in there, though.
Out of the room.
Detect magic. 60 foot cone.
You just said lean in. You lean in.
Yeah.
Okay.
This room is empty, other than some bats and a few bits of debris that have fallen from the ruin above. There was once a staircase up into the keep above here, but it seems to have collapsed long ago and is now entirely clogged with rubble, except for the barest of spots where you can see bats crawling through. Bat droppings cover the floor, and the stench from them is so strong it makes one's eyes water.
Pungent.
It's like good horseradish.
Because I don't think you'd eat it.
In some cultures...
True.
Guano is a delicacy.
It's
filled with fruits that have passed through the digestive system of a fruit bat.
Yep.
Did the detect magic to define anything?
The bat poo is not magical.
Hmm.
Is there any glowing stuff in the bat poo?
No. Nope.
Did any of the bats happen to eat ring of protections? Shit.
Exactly.
It could happen.
Well, that was a useless room.
Do you have any spare vials to take all the bat poo back in?
He doesn't have. I allow him some vials for his extracts and mutagens, no more. Unless you're buying them.
Let's put them in his water skins.
I was about to say,
we have
an empty.
Well, it's all dried bat.
Yeah, there's an empty keg downstairs.
It's true. It's true.
And, it is, and I'm assuming it's all dry guano, so it's not like it's going to be.
There's a fair amount of moist guano here.
Too. Why would it all be dry guano?
I don't know.
There's we just fought the bats off 5 minutes ago.
They haven't been here for a while.
Well, it's not like they've been shitting like 24/7 that it's keeping.
That's what bats do. Right. They just shit.
They eat and shit, and there's shit everywhere.
There's poo all over.
Alright. Doing anything else in this area?
Can the guano be used for anything like alchemy?
There is a certain amount of sulfur you can gather from it, but you'd have to process quite a lot of it.
Hey, Davor,
it's usually.
Instead of a line, I said just.
Not that much.
I thought you were trying to describe him doing lines of guano for some reason. Yeah, what a rush!
Yeah. I'm gonna make my new mutagen out of this stuff.
Oh god. Okay. Is guano?
Hey, if you want to find new alchemist potions, you gotta experiment a little bit.
You think you might be able to do something with it? But usually, you probably gotta have to use some magic infusion to get the full property from it. As even wizards have to do.
A praise check on the guano.
Okay.
We're
26.
Praising shit.
You think if you harvested the entire room, which would be a long and dirty and heavy job, you might get 5 gold. Selling it to people who want it as fertilizer.
Man, that's a shitty deal.
You think you would have to get very gullible farmers, though, because you know that guano is filled with the seeds of what fruits they've been eating. So as fertilizer, it will actually... It won't grow weeds, but it won't grow necessarily the crops they want. Like, there'll be a whole bunch of other fruit stuff and all that growing.
Ecodiversity, man. Grass isn't natural.
Have you gotten to that episode yet?
Episode what?
Penn and Teller?
No.
Lawns aren't natural.
Yeah. There's this botanist who just goes off the deep end about how terrible it is.
He doesn't go off the deep end, but he's like, yeah, lawns aren't really natural.
I saw that episode. Yeah. It's a monoculture that doesn't exist in nature ever.
We force it, because we're awesome.
We have
square watermelons, dude.
Square watermelons are pretty awesome.
What?
There's square watermelons?
Yeah. It's rather big in Japan.
Yeah, everything's big in Japan.
Mike's. That's the only place Mike is big.
It's a square watermelon.
You're a genetic engineer.
Actually, they put it in a square box.
I was about to say, they probably put it in a square box and it grows out.
I believe they use the same process with lots of things like cucumbers and stuff to make them grow long and narrow. They like put them in a tube or something.
The internet.
Actually, QI taught me that one.
That's tubes. The internet. Tubes.
Okay, are we getting anything else?
I look like another Teresa right now.
Okay, no,
you look like the angry video game nerd.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Do we want to go any further tonight here, or just discuss maybe? Oh, it's 12 o'clock now.
Oh. Is there more shit to kill?
What's everybody doing tomorrow night?
I fucking work till 9.
That's fine.
So you're free to game at 9.
Just curious, I mean, we kind of knew tonight is going to be a shorter night. Just wondering, do you want to try to do one more room? Do you want to call it here? We're kind of...
Okay, we'll do another room or two.
We've got some people that are getting apparently tired or something. But...
I'll be fine.
The person who looked like he was asleep on the couch.
I was resting my eyes.
And Yogi uses
and
that
snoring
line.
While
my
doing
dad when he falls asleep watching porn.
I was resting my eyes. Don't change the channel.
No, you were asleep. On the Hustler. How do you do that?
This bores me. This bores me.
Aaron,
make the.
This is the worst story ever. This block just doesn't make any sense. Sure, it comes to fix your cable, and then you just get naked.
You can make the face pump sound now. All right. You guys can see that down the stairs is a rubble, old barrels and casks, rotten wooden crates, and other debris clogging the area. Cobwebs fill the corners, and the air is dank as the rest of this area has been.
What's that? Possibility of beer. Search check.
I'm so drunk by chance.
Shut up. I mean, no.
I have more wine.
I'm sorry.
You think that Cade and Kaelin has blessed enough by the wine and has decided that she can buy a beer somewhere else? As you find no beer here.
Do we find anything else?
No, this area is pretty much rotted out and otherwise searched by generations of Delawares before you, or just trash.
What about going down there?
That leads back to room number one. These are the stairs that you guys never explored.
Kind of figured. Let's go back to the other room we just came from
and
search the other trap door.
Yeah, let's go back to the other trap door.
The other.
The trap door?
Other trap.
Icy square.
Intercepted.
Icy square.
Intercepted.
Icy square.
Wait for it.
Intercepted. Intercepted.
Pass incomplete.
Flicker's like, I got one. I was like, yeah. I'm up to three.
This is why you make a terrible drug addict.
There's one more sitting over there somewhere.
Yeah, I found it. That's why I have three.
I just threw three.
You took one.
Okay.
Yeah, there should still be another one.
Who wants one?
I'm okay.
Oops. Wrong side.
Wrong side of what?
Holy crap, that map's complicated on that sheet.
What about
it? You could see it with the light. It just looks like this random mess.
Sorry.
I can see why you're having so much trouble.
That didn't work at all.
That's a bad idea.
Did you roll icy square number two?
I rolled three icy squares, only one.
What did you get?
Purple.
I got purple.
Oh, delicious.
There we go.
What the hell is that? Oh, is that like underneath?
Yes. I see.
Are we keeping her up?
Is the secret door in the wrong spot?
Yes.
I think you just got ignored.
I think you ignored that spot. Can we be quiet? Are we keeping her up?
She's fine. She's just watching movies in there. Muffin?
No, I'm good, thanks. I'm good. What kind of muffin, actually?
Carrot pineapple.
Oh, it's got pineapple.
A pineapple. I was not going to say no until
you said pineapple. Yeah, so you said carrot muffins. I was like, hmm. And there was pineapple, and I'm really just.
I love pineapple.
Oh, I know. I'm not a big fan of pineapple.
That is tasty. I can imagine. Thank you. All
right. Okay. Opening it up, you see that there is no ladder or stairs to connect with the bottom, but the drop is only about 10 feet.
There's a door here now?
I'll drop the 10 feet down.
I'm assuming you guys can look in and see a door with your light source.
You can. I totally jump down.
Make an acrobatics
check. Hey, look, I make it. 15.
You jump down.
Actually, 16.
I evil eye you. Minus 2 to your saves.
It's not a save, it's a skill check. Evil eye saves.
Okay, to your skill check.
Can you skill checks?
Yes. Anything you make a roll on.
I'll make the will save. It's like the one save I don't fail often, unless it's a time? Curse. 8. Your save is 14,
six,
I'm assuming?
Yeah. 6 will. Yeah. Okay, well, it's no, be... wait. Is it 14? It's 15 now.
What's your wisdom modifier? Or intelligence, I guess.
4.
Yeah, so it'll be 15.
So I have a greater than 50% chance of making it. Toss me something lighted up down here so I can see.
That's right. I tossed out my torch. Swarm of bats.
Wait. Let me quickly go back and kill an orc on that altar to get dark vision. Then I'll come back down.
Or two.
Or three.
Hey, party vote. Who wants to shut the trap door?
I was already thinking that. It's like, bat!
So sorry, did anyone else join him down there?
Indiana Jones, the door open with the arrow. So what's down here? What do I see? He tossed his torch down and got the torch down. 30 feet light.
He shot the trap
door. I was going to make a rope.
So you guys see that this chamber is...
I see. They're all upstairs being fags with the door closed.
Hey, my character is a...
You stand in the door.
Wham. Is it a wooden trap door? Just for reference, so I know.
Set on fire?
Yes, it is a wooden trap door.
Okay, good to know.
He's gonna set it on fire.
Light an arrow on fire?
Okay, do you have extra cloth to wrap around your arrows?
I'm wearing clothes. They're just accessories.
He'll eventually come back into town. No clothes.
Eventually this shirt isn't going to be necessary because I'm going to find a t-shirt. Speaking of which, I switched the room. More mail.
Nice. Yes, this room, at a glance,
looks like
doesn't see much here. Other than a few empty barrels or so.
Search some of the barrels.
Is that sending us icy squares then?
What happened?
I found some barrels, and I'm going to search some barrels now.
You don't really see too much about the barrels in particular.
Anything in this room over this way?
You're searching the other room?
Well, isn't this a hallway? Yes. Or do I have to go through a door to get to this part?
That whole area...
is one big open room when I drop down, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to search... Like, I'm assuming the barrels are over this way, aren't they?
Are scattered throughout the entire area.
Yeah, I'm going to search over here.
You've already searched over there. That's what I said. You've searched the barrels.
Oh, okay. Area. Yeah, then there's a door over here?
Yeah.
So is it clear?
I'll open the door.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the rest of the party is doing what upstairs where they've closed the trap door?
Laughing.
I literally asked them, is it clear? He walks out the door.
It's like, open the door, we'll find out.
Yeah, let's see.
Hope there's like a bullet behind the door. I'll close it and be like, it's clear. Everybody jumps down. Yeah, I was lying.
It was a what?
A bullet. They're ridiculous. They're like 16 or 17 hit die creature, and they can move through.
They are not that.
Aren't they? Aren't bolts? No, their bolts are only the 8 hit die, aren't they?
They're
a smaller one.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something else. But yeah, they're the land sharks. What the fuck is that shit?
I'm drawing a lazy staircase.
Oh, there's a spiral. Is that a staircase going up or down?
Up. I was thinking it's a Naruto.
Do I see anything else? Yeah. A bit of glass.
Couple more barrels. Otherwise, you see a very narrow iron staircase that ascends into what looks like a ceiling.
Search the room.
I buy this. I come down now to help you out.
All right. No, you don't particularly find anything in this room.
I start building like a rope
ladder out of your hemp rope,
so that I can.
What do you attach it to?
Come back up.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry, actually, in the previous room...
Totally found something.
You found, under one of the barrels, is a strange sigil, seemingly burned into the flagstone on the floor.
What's the sigil look like?
It is an arcane rune of some sort.
Weird.
Power sigil.
Sorry, I'm going to be there. Don't care. Trained in knowledge arcana?
Not anymore.
Would you like my help?
I don't get it anymore.
I used to be really good at it. Now I'm kind of...
Yeah. I was really good at 3.5.
It was before I got...
Do I need to make an acrobat check to get down
there? Unless some sort of rope has been... Yeah?
I'm taking one of the bodies, wrapping it around,
making like a pile.
He's using the bodies as anchors.
Yeah, and then going down the rope. I can't tie it to anything else.
Make survival check.
Couldn't get him to hold it.
Use rope. Yeah, but he has to come down too, eventually.
Doesn't use rope still exist?
No, it doesn't. No. Survival. As most Boy Scout skills are.
I don't know, it's like tie around one body.
Dude,
not.
Okay, we're
put it there and here, anchor right? Everything on top of it.
There's a door right there. Why don't you tie it to the door?
I'm not going down.
Not down. You.
I'm just like hop down there.
But
awesome.
We need to come back up.
Tie the rope to the
yeah,
door.
Yeah, I'm going to go up that spiral staircase while they're making
rope ladders.
Yeah, but
the bodies have weight to them. The door okay. Might break.
You find at the top is a trap door that you think you can push open.
He's just gone.
I have to check before I get to the door. I want to see if there's, I can hear anything on the other side of that door. I'm just going to charge you blindly for a change.
Do you like open up another cavern? What the hell?
No, you don't hear anything in particular.
Let's toss it open and see what we got.
Because you're so negative.
Why does it take so long familiar? To do this? The hall runs north and south. The walls adorned with painted frescoes of humans riding, running along with, or chasing horses. A few ride winged horses high in the sky. A skeletal corpse lies near the bottom of the stairs. Also known as room number 2.
Sweet. Where's room number 2?
It's the one right before the beholder room.
Gotcha. Sweet. So I found a shortcut. Sorta.
I'll
go back
sorry,
down.
What was your survival check for rope?
12. Basically.
Okay. You've made a suitable knot around several bodies.
How long, ETA, how long would it take me to go from where I currently am to get back to this room?
Running? Seconds.
I'll go back there and be like, what up? Nice rope ladder.
It's not really a rope ladder, it's like a rope.
Rope kind of dangling some bodies.
I climb down there.
I just got back into the big room with you.
Yeah, I'm going down to go look at that symbol.
Oh.
Knowledge or cannon?
Eventually I'll get there too.
Do I need to roll anything to get down there?
You guys can just, like, walk down the spiral staircase
yeah.
At this point.
Oh, assuming okay. That he tells you about the staircase, yeah, you can pretty much...
I'll be a prick, make them jump down.
16?
I don't know how I got here, guys. I totally just, like, teleported back up.
Well. Oh, 16 and 18. You guys know that it is draconic in nature, but that's all.
That's a bad thing.
Can anybody read draconic?
I can read and understand language if I want.
No, wait, no, I can't.
It's a symbol on its own. It's,
wasn't the other...
Detect magic. It. You should detect magic.
It. I should.
Knowing draconic doesn't help me anything with it?
Wasn't no, there a it's not symbol? A word or a letter on its own, but it has similarities with draconic letters.
Does it look similar to the one on the door?
The blue steel door?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't look like any of those.
Okay. Detect magic.
It's very interesting. While the mark itself is not magical, you can kind of see it kind of conducts magic around it just by being there.
Like it's absorbing magic?
More like manipulating it.
Can I do like spellcraft?
It's kind of gathering. You've already kind of made your knowledge arcana, which is the applicable thing here.
Okay.
You imagine the rune itself is not magical. Anyone could draw it, but its effect has some sort of magical property.
Yeah. So I
some
meant,
sort of illusion.
What looks like? What does this room look like?
Bunch of barrels. Just some empty barrels, kind of chillaxing all over the room.
It's pretty sparse.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. I do like a disintegrate ice
from that.
I mean, you could easily scratch it and dismark it. Like I said, the rune itself is not magical. It just seems burned into the flagstones. In fact, an inspection actually seems that whatever burned it there basically warped the stone itself so that you can almost still feel out the original shape even if you completely covered it up.
Well, should we try to get rid of this rune?
Does Identify work for this?
You're not getting any magical auras or anything like that.
No, Identify, just to see what it is.
Oh, that's magical.
I'll let you do identify on it.
I don't have it prepared at the moment.
I know.
We can come back.
But you know an inkling that identify, if not the rune itself, it'll identify the little aura that's gathering above it.
Yeah.
So you might have no idea what the rune is, but you know what the rune is doing.
You should try drawing the rune on something and see if it does the same thing.
We'll try that. Scribe a rune right beside it within 5 feet or something.
Okay. Yes. How are you writing it?
I guess we're scribing it on the floor with my dagger.
I have chalk.
Use my writing chalk. It with chalk?
Yeah.
Chalk doesn't seem to produce any effect.
Okay. I was going to try the dagger.
Scratching it in? Takes a little while. You actually have to make some sort of indent into the floor, not just scratches on the bit. But it starts to much fainter, but it's there.
Okay, scratch it out, see if it gets rid of it.
As you start scratching extra lines into and whatnot, it disappears.
So it's like that awesome Echo Room, but for magic.
Echo Room?
What about your mother? Anyone that it's the Natural History Museum in New York?
So should we try to scratch this thing out?
Weird acoustics.
We'll just wait a day and we'll figure out what it is. We'll come back.
It's like magical acoustics.
Speaking of which, is it time to rest? What do you guys think?
He hasn't used any of his heals.
He's used one.
Like if we want, we can just call it here. Three pause.
You've used two hexes, haven't you?
Three.
He's used hex.
Yeah.
Well, I know he hasn't hexed me yet.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm at 3/4 this point. Ranged combat, bro.
So, you guys. I'm starting to get pretty tired.
Yeah. I think we'll call it there for tonight, and then so tomorrow. What do we think?
I'm okay.
Scott, really, it depends. You want us over again, or?
I don't really know what my plans are for tomorrow.
It just seems that because Jeff has canceled, and we could do it again, but if not, then we just have a full session next week.
Well, the earliest I'm available tomorrow is going to be like 9 or 9:30.
Okay. So, all for science.
I don't think I probably will. I don't know, I might be going over to do something with Jeff and Kristen or something.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, it was just something that popped up. Like I said, kind of thinking we should try to plan ahead when we can take advantage of such things. But if it doesn't work out very well, then we'll just say next Wednesday, regular stuff. Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock if that works, and have a nice full session where we find more interesting things about the dungeon.
And not be so tired.
I'm sorry.
I went to bed a little bit. Well, not late. I just didn't sleep well last night. I think that's relatively early.
Yeah. Here's mine. Okay. I only got a whole 2 hours sleep, so I'm dead.
Yay. You guys found mystery stuff.
We found which?
You guys found interesting stuff.
Did we?
And where's my black marker?
You're probably not supposed to find that rune.
What rune?
The rune.
The rune?
I think we were supposed to find a simple idea.
It's on level 1. There's no reason you guys shouldn't have found it.
We still haven't found the clues to deciphering that puzzle yet.
Yeah. Or we haven't put together. We might have found the clues. We just don't know.
I just lost dice.
Unlikely you won.
Because you're missing some?
What do you have, favorite 20?
There's someone in the book there.
It always seems like I'm losing dice or they're being misplaced.
I know, I lost 2. That's for sure.
Which is kind of why I have to buy so many sets here. It's like, oh, the D4 from that set got lost. Oh, good thing I have replacements.
Okay, there is no shop in town anymore for anything. Mojo shut down.
Mojo never had anything anyway.
I don't know. Yeah. I've never been there. I just assumed they had dice.
No.
The only thing
Mojo had
at all?
No.
Yep.
Stop carrying those.
You yep. could totally get the win. They were still doing card stuff.
Nope. He stopped. The only thing... I went in there about a few months ago. The only thing they had were card sleeves. Boxes. You can buy boxes. He sold, like, the thick... Not the playing sleeves. He sold, like, the thick...
Protectors.
Well, like the ones that are almost plexiglass.
For baseball cards and crap.
Yeah. He didn't sell anything you can play in.
Well, the only ones you can play
Mojo with. Was never a gamer store. It was like hockey what? Cards.
No,
and
no,
cards.
It did. When it first opened up, they had all sorts of card games and everything there.
He carried Magic for a while.
He carried Magic, he carried Yu Gi Oh!, he carried Pokemon cards.
When
for
he
a while.
First opened up, he didn't stick to store hours. He'd barely done that.
Oh, he never stuck
he to did. Store he did. He didn't. He did. The lunch hour from like noon to 1 was always supposed to be closed, but he was always like gone between like 11 and 2 to his other shop.
Yeah, 11 and 2 is a big thing to not post on your store sign when people want to check out new business.
I know.
It's like, first time I went there, it's like 3 o'clock. No one's here. Sign says,
well, the funny thing is, I spent like a week. I'd show up, he was closed, I'd show up, he was closed, I'd show up, he was closed. Finally found him, and I was like, you know, I was like, wow, I finally caught you in the store. He's like, that's why I posted my cell phone number. You could have just called me. I'm like, well, called you from where, buddy?
That's not how you run a retail business. Yeah.
But no, he stopped carrying Magic cards and everything quite a while ago.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure. I just assumed that he might have that stuff. I only went in there one time, and he was like, yeah, I'm leaving. So I was like, okay, whatever. Screw you then.
Yeah, no.
His biggest problem when he started this thing up, was he didn't have like any employees on the store, so the hours were just whacked, and you could never catch him. He was dumb. And as a result, like,
obviously, as... probably sole proprietor, he wasn't really hiring employees so much as doing a lot of stuff himself.
But see,
he never actually gave himself hours he should have had.
After about a year and a half, he finally did hire a guy to keep show up. And it was done. Like, had he hired that guy earlier, like, there were probably about 10, 11 guys that went there when they could to try and get cards from him. But he was just never there, so it became fairly non-routine and nobody just came back again, because why are you going to keep trying to get to a store that's not open?
Yeah, no, that's basically
I think he was more away for the sports stuff anyway.
Well, like I said, when he opened up, he was actually a big thing for that.
Sports cards? No. Well, and I, it's kind of the same thing about gamers. Like, the same reason we don't have a game store is why Mojo's didn't really work.
Because it wasn't run well.
The guy,
it wasn't run well. It had nothing to do with the fact there was no
even if it was run well, I mean, it's a...
See, no, I think a game store...
People, what I've noticed
a game store would have sales. I just don't think they have enough.
Yeah, that's the one.
Are there that many people buying baseball cards and hockey cards that could actually support a store?
Yeah.
But you'd have to have it at, like, also selling, like, regular board games. You'd have to be, like, a game...
But that's the problem with that is... You have to have a wide selection.
The only way a collectible store works is in a big center like West End Mall or something like that, where you're going to get those people coming in on holidays and stuff that might stop in and buy the thing. You're getting more volume than even your town size.
Yeah. They would have to be specialized into like
otherwise,
Magic, just Yu-Gi-Oh!, just one type of thing.
No, you can't specialize. If you can't do the physical shop, you do the online shop.
Yeah. No, even not in the town that you work. Not even in Regina, Saskatoon, you can't just sell one.
Yeah, I don't see how you can do that.
That's where you start. Have you ever gone to like Dragon's Den and
what people are calling?
That's a nice little story, but it's, you know.
Even with little small hunters, you still got to diversify early. If you don't diversify early,
like,
you don't draw enough profits to
get
some
business. Survive.
Well, the way it's the people.
Last thing, I don't think
anybody Magic.
They buy other Yorkton.
And you have to figure out what they like.
The one story that we had was actually really diverse because it had a built-in arcade, which was kick-ass. This was in BC still, in Prince George. It had a built-in arcade. You had, like, the whole little kind of mini restaurant going on in the middle of a half-assed busy mall. He sold Magic cards. He sold Yu-Gi-Oh! He dealt in sports jerseys and autograph crap like that. And he was there forever. He was there for 15 years or something.
The Yorkton Gamer Guild would like to give a special thanks to Monty Cook and DungeonAday.com for designing this awesome adventure. We'd also like to take a moment to thank Paizo Publishing for designing the Pathfinder system.